DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic. Flopsy.
I think what we need to take out of that is that you're a weird dude.
Your host, Robert Digital.
I think this is a worse idea than Evolve 2.
And
Smoochie.
How you doing?
I'm doing very sober.
Okay, cool.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Chad.
This is Chi.
I think I'm Emilio.
Yeah, okay.
And together, we are Voltron.
We didn't talk about it before the podcast started. We didn't know clockwise, counterclockwise.
Well, we've done it like that every episode for like the last six episodes. I figured, you know.
Don't let the responsibility. I'm sandwiched in between Chad and Emilio. So it either.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah.
It's like it was either on Chad or on Emilio to get it done. Last week, I was sitting next to Bobby, so I just did it right off the bat.
But I don't think you and I should sit next to each other as far as the names go, because Chad into Chi or Chi into Chad just sounds funny. So it's got to be Chad, Emilio, Chi.
Smooch Chad.
Or Emilio, yes. Chad, Chi.
If you're wondering what it looks like, if you've ever seen a picture of the Eiffel Tower, that's what Chad, Chi, and I look like.
No, not at all.
What? Oh,
nothing. So an old joke. Oh boy. All right. So before we get
I'm
into
lost.
This, yeah, you should
it.
Be. Don't yeah. You don't want to be found, trust me. new Patreons.
Yeah. So we thank you, Frank, very much. And Cadillacs. Frank went from $1 to $10.
We Ooh, nice.
Must, last week must have been a great episode,
no.
Chad.
It was a
fucking
it
dick.
It was fucking flat.
No, Frank probably went, oh, Amelia wasn't in this episode. Awesome. More.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me more. We could barely hear him.
And Cadillacs, thank you very much. That was awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
So I don't know if someone accidentally left this in the show notes or if this is actually something we want to touch on, but it just says Chad sucks.
Yeah. So I've decided next week, as you guys probably know, I moved in up to Santa Monica. I've been in the process of moving. But I need to be up there a weekend to get some shit done. So I decided next week I will be up in Santa Monica. So I will be recording remotely. We've done this once before. It didn't go as smoothly as I would have liked.
Not the worst ever, but not
yeah.
Fantastic.
Just please take a professional mic with you.
No, I got the Blue Yeti up.
Okay.
And I'm hardwired in. Last time it was not a professional mic and I was on Wi-Fi. So this time I'll be hardwired in. I'll be on the Blue Yeti. I would also like to see
you have your headset as well, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I would also like to see if we could set up a Skype next week. But anyways, next week might suck for me. So I apologize.
Skype is asking for problems. Well, we'll talk about it later.
Just for visual, just so I could see you guys.
Gotcha.
To maybe help on the visual cues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I suck next week.
All right. So under what we missed, Charlie Murphy?
Oh, yeah. So I've been back and forth from San Diego
Charlie
to Santa
Murphy.
Monica.
Yeah.
And so I listened to last week's podcast.
Charlie Murphy.
And I accidentally last week said, I'm Charlie Murphy, bitch.
And
afterwards, I was like,
catch that.
I was like, that's not the fucking line.
Yeah. No,
so,
no.
I'm pretty sure Chi and I both corrected you on that, like during the podcast.
Down.
He's very self-absorbed. Even when he was listening,
I didn't hear you guys, but I heard myself, and I was like, that's not the right line. So if you were yelling at yelling at your speakers last week because I said the line wrong, I apologize.
Actually, most people thought it was a joke.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure
it went off awesome.
Flawlessly.
Yeah.
Until just now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So not really video game related, but Comic-Con has been going on in San Diego, and it is insane. Like, I have been going on and off to Comic-Con since, like, 2003 or 4, I think, was my first one. So I've watched the growth of this over the years. Like, every couple of years I go to it. It's just gotten bigger and bigger till now you can't even drive downtown. They've roped off the streets just for pedestrians, and it is just flooded with people. I have never seen downtown San Diego so packed. I live down here, so whether I like it or not, I have to deal with it. And I was saying, like, there's so much to do off-site at Comic-Con. You know, you don't even have to go to the event. All the best stuff is is in other places. I, on three separate occasions, tried to do something for Comic-Con and was not able to because of lines every single time. It was so bad.
Outside of Comic-Con, you mean?
Yeah. Well, the only thing I did do, I went to a recording of Doug Loves Movies and anything that was free. I bought a ticket, paid money, and got into Doug Loves Movies. I wanted to do Conan, but I couldn't get a ticket in time. But
Was it Spreckles?
Yeah, he was at Conan was at Spreckles.
Okay.
I went to Adult Swim on the green, huge line. Well, let me just explain what happened. Okay, so Thursday, a buddy of mine comes over, and he's like, dude, there's doing this Mr. Robot thing down at this place. You want to go? I'm like, yeah, sure, dude. I haven't been to Comic-Con yet. You know, it was just preview night. Let's do it. And so we go down there. Big line. I'm like, whatever. It's in the shade. Let's wait. And then we get done with the line, and they put us in another line around the corner.
Damn.
We were in line for about 2.5 hours, and finally I was like, dude, fuck this. Let's go get something to eat or like just hang out and watch, you know, people in costumes, which is a good part. I love watching people in their cosplays. This was on Thursday.
I went on Thursday as well, and I was down, I was on Friday. And I was like 5th Street, main drag all the way down to the, and I thought it was less than most times. I don't know.
Well, the last time, I didn't do anything last year, but I did do some stuff the year before that. I think the last time I actually went to the event was 2012, and I've never seen that many people. It was insane to me. I don't know. I feel like it's just getting a little out of hand now. So that time, that sucked. Walked all the way downtown, waited in line for 2.5 hours, just didn't do anything, and then walked back. Saturday, I went to Adult Swim on the green. We get down there. It's right behind the convention center, and about a quarter mile line to get in there. I was like, no
quarter
fucking
mile.
Way. Yeah, it was long.
Jesus,
just thick line. Walked past all the people waiting for Hall H, who had been waiting there for like a day and a half.
Before you purchased tickets, or
there's no tickets
free
to get
stuff.
In. Yeah, this is like free stuff. They had like registration thing where you register online, you get in the express lane, and like everybody did that. So I was like, fuck it, you know, let's just walk back. And then today, just today, they're doing the Rickmobile is making its tour around, around the United States. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so we went down to Point Loma, my girlfriend and I, and we just drove there. I'm like, on the way over there, I'm like, because neither of us had really expected it. I'm like, what if there's a crazy line like the last time we tried to do something? Like, I don't think there will be, but wouldn't it suck if there was? Sure enough, we get down there, huge fucking line. I'm like, just keep driving. Fuck it. Let's go to In-N-Out. Like,
Bobby's getting too old for lines.
Yeah, dude, I'm old. I don't wait in lines. Well, like, who wants to spend? We're talking 2 to 3 hours minimum in a line in San Diego heat in July. Like,
you can pay people to do that for you.
We're at the age though, like we're making enough money that I'd rather just pay the whatever money to
charge
to get
me an entry fee.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's cut out all the riffraff here. You know.
Wow.
The good thing about Comic-Con though is they've still haven't raised their ticket prices over years and years and years. It's still just a lottery if you get in or not.
It's like a nerd mecca a little bit. Like I always say, like, if you haven't been to Comic-Con once, it's worth the trip to go once.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get the tickets.
You don't even need to get to the convention center, though. You can just go to downtown San Diego and just, like, stand there and walk around. And, like, it's like being at Comic-Con without all the booths.
Yeah. So, that's, obviously, I really suck as a San Diegan because
I do too.
Still, yet again,
I'm no longer a San Diegan,
though.
I've
not made it out to Comic-Con. But I do, whoever does go down there, I ask as many possible questions as I can, just to kind of like vicariously experience it through them. This one gentleman, I was speaking with someone at my bar, and he goes, oh, I just got back from Comic-Con. I'm like, oh my gosh, you got, you know, tickets. How was it? And he's like, wait, what? No, I didn't get tickets. I just went downtown and people watched.
Comic-Con is
and they say that's me going to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not actually going to the convention.
Some of the best stuff though is outside.
Yeah. Which I truly believe. I just have to wait till next year.
Did you see any
which is what you said last year,
cosplay that stood out?
There's a lot of good cosplay. There was a lot of sad too. Like, there are some where I was just like, oh no, lady, you shouldn't wear that. But I'll tell you the funniest thing that I saw down there. The funniest thing that I saw that I liked was someone had this shirt with a Dalek on it, which is a robot from Doctor Who, and it
Dalek?
Said under a Dalek or a Dalek.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not a big Doctor Who fan,
neither
but it said, hey, it's R2-D2. I love him in Star Trek, so I thought that was funny.
Just to piss off all the nerds.
Yeah. But the weirdest thing I saw down there is there's just some dude just walking around with a fucking Roseanne t-shirt, just the cast of Roseanne. It says Roseanne. Like, dude, what is that guy's deal? Like, I want to know the story there. Like,
he's looking for a girl wearing that shirt. You know,
oh my gosh, game over right there. Honestly, no. I bet that's one of those ads where it's where you miss connections. He's like, I'll be at Comic-Con with the Roseanne.
I'll be the
t-shirt.
Only guy in the world, in the entire face of the planet, wearing a Roseanne t-shirt.
And I'll be DTF.
Did any video game related stuff come out of Comic-Con that we wanted to talk about?
Not really.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, when people ask me, a lot of people were like, gee, you know, I expect out of all people I know, you would be the one to go out of your way to experience Comic-Con. And then my answer would be like, oh, yeah, I've been to a lot of conventions, but a little bit more like video game niche or even anime conventions. Yep. Yeah. And then I said with Comic-Con, I don't know, I'm just salty about like how
you know, Comic-Con,
the tickets
was
are.
The first place, the first time I ever played Left 4 Dead 2 before it came out was at Comic-Con. Like, I remember playing games. What was that one with Jack Black? Double Fine may have made it.
Heavy Metal.
Yeah. I played that before it came out at Comic-Con. Like, I've played, they have video game stuff there, for sure. But they have everything there.
Was that a good game, by the way?
I haven't played it all the way through, and I feel like it was kind of an underrated game.
Yeah,
I don't
people
know.
Say that it's like one, like a hidden gem or whatever.
Yeah, Brutal Legend.
Oh, Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's one I got to give a shot.
It was basically like an RPG version of Guitar Hero, from what I understood, right? Not RPG, really.
It was like
more
an action,
like action-adventure.
Yeah, it was like an action RPG game, but I don't know.
That so, was said by Epic Tryhard Face. I haven't seen him before, so welcome.
I have the hardest time fucking saying his name.
Epic Tryhard Face.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring it up again. We do a live stream on our Discord, so if you want to join in, talk to us. We'll respond if it's good. If it sucks, we'll ignore it. So you can join it, and you can get to our Discord from our website, dlgaming.net. So
wrap that around
join
your
the party.
Head.
One of the local San Diegans here named Danielson on Discord, he went down there and put together a compilation of him taking video with everybody, but like all the cosplayers, but then misidentifying who they were.
So he's like, he went troll
up to, snaps. Yeah, he was going up to Deadpool and going like, "I'm here with Spider-Man," and then like he did this like
everyone gets offended too because you know they put like sweat and tears into those costumes.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That he's walking like probably 15 steps with a guy in a whale costume, and he's like, "I'm here with," and he was just out of things to say. Like he couldn't. He's like,
"Freaking hilarious!
A salmon. I'm here with a salmon. It's pretty good stuff."
Yeah. What shirt was?
Where do you see that?
It's on our Discord. Just look up.
Can we put it up on our YouTube or something?
Or Danielson.
We'll put it on our live podcast for
somebody grab that
lobby
place
for the week.
And let's see what else. The trailers.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was really confused. Is there a new Pacific Rim coming out?
Yes.
A new movie?
Pacific Rim 2.
No, it's called like Uprising.
Uprising.
But it sounds and looks like a video game. The way like you can.
Whoa.
Sorry, I'm trying
like
to
you can
share
be it. Like I don't know. It seemed like a video game trailer to me. I don't know.
It's a movie.
Okay.
They might be doing a video game.
I really like the first one. I might be the only person.
I know.
It was really good.
I was surprised you hadn't heard of it because I thought you would have been all aboard. Is it still a Guillermo del Toro? I don't think it is.
I think
it's something.
He's doing another movie called The Shape of Water, which looks pretty good. Okay. Did you guys see any trailers that you liked?
No. Break it down for us. What did you like? What didn't you like?
Ragnarok, the second trailer.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
That's a Thor one,
shit.
Right?
The only thing that I saw that I liked was Ready Player One. I read that book. Really liked the book. You know,
everybody
a lot of people
really
liked
it.
We're talking about movies, right?
Yeah. Thank you. It was a book. Now they're making it into a movie. There's
That's
a lot of 80s
cool.
nostalgia in it. Yeah, it's a great book, and it's unfortunate because it came out at a time where there was a lot of that Hunger Games. What was the one with the other chick?
Maze Runner was another
Maze
one.
Maze Runner,
like that.
And then I always forget the third one. I don't know.
Defiant,
they all blend together.
Or like,
yeah, Defiant or Detergent.
Yeah, Detergent.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Detergent.
It kind of gets thrown in with those because it's like a young adult novel, but it's all about like video games and retro 80s nostalgia. And it's actually really good and entertaining. And it seemed like it'd be super hard to make a movie out of it, but they're doing it.
So the book was good. You highly recommend it.
Oh, and it is Sunday. So I know this isn't a movie or anything, but Game of Thrones episode 2 for the season is out today. Right? Mm-hmm. So have you guys actually watched the season premiere?
I stopped watching like season 3.
I unfortunately haven't watched any of it because I'm an asshole.
I just slapped. I did a right titty slap for everyone.
I slapped him so hard for not watching anything. I fully acknowledge Game of Thrones is a good show. I'm not downplaying it. I just have not gotten into it yet. I'm going to wait till the whole series is done. This is the last season, right?
Yeah, this is the last season. Yeah.
So I'm going to wait till the whole season, all the show's done, and then I'm going to just fucking speed run it straight through. One night, I'm going to watch all six seasons.
One interesting thing about me and Game of Thrones is that if you were dating me, I'd make a date night out of it, and I call it Guac of Thrones. Where it's an absolute necessity.
Why do we love guac in this?
It's
because we live in California.
We're a border town. Come on.
No, it's not guacamole. It's avocado that's always associated with California. Like anywhere I go, they're like the California sandwich, and it's just like a BLT, but it has avocado on
or
it.
Or sprouts. It's got sprouts on it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
California roll has
avocado, right? Absolutely.
All right. So, I feel like we've been talking about a lot of random shit, but not video games.
Let's do it.
So I just want to say that I have completed yet another game. I'm knocking them out as the summer goes on. Rogue Legacy, went back to it, completed it. This is what, if you don't know what Rogue Legacy is, it's a roguelike back when those were really popular in 2014. Probably my favorite roguelike. I don't really like the genre, but I really enjoyed this one. And I kind of felt bad that I never beat it. But I didn't realize that, well, I must have, but I just ignored it. You can lock the dungeon. So instead of going in every time, you get a bunch of gold, you spend it on upgrades, you go back in and you can do better because you're a little buffed. But you can lock the dungeon where you don't get as much gold, but you keep access to everywhere that you've explored. So once I found that out, I was like, you know, I'm level 120 or something ridiculous. I can probably just, you know, beat the game like this if I just lock the dungeon. So I did that. Guess it took me 15 hours. It tells you at the end of the game how long it took you. About 15 hours total to beat the game.
What's the price on Rogue Legacy these days? Do you know?
It's got to be cheap. I assume it's a game that's gone on sale many times. I think
Humble Bundle.
$10 normal price is my guess.
And that's one of your favorite, Emilio, that's one of your favorite Rogue likes, right?
I probably wouldn't even put it in my top five.
Really? Mm-hmm. You were big into that for a while.
It was one of the first ones.
It was one of the first ones, that's why.
Oh, okay, $14.99. The cheapest price it has ever been is $224 at the Humble store.
Okay.
So you can get this game for dirt cheap if you just look around.
It's a good game, though. It's more of a platformer than most.
Yeah, it's a platformer. You need a controller to play it. So that was a little challenging for me. But because I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls, I've been getting better with the controller.
And you beat that game, too, right, Bobby?
Yeah, no. Although I have
extremely.
You know, a lot of people, I'll go right into that. I have been playing more Dark Souls, and a lot of people have been tuning into the stream to check it out and getting a kick out of the guy walking me through it. Someone said he's like a human Nintendo power because he's just like explaining everything to me as I go through this game. Who did I just beat? I'm in this place called Andalar. I'm mispronouncing that. But as soon as I got there, I was like, this is in Dark Souls 2, wasn't it? He's like, oh yeah, they do this in all the Dark Souls. So I was proud of myself for recognizing that. But
well done.
I beat the golem or something, and then they take you over to that area. I don't know. I'm making progress. I rung the second bell. This makes sense to someone who's played the game, I'm sure, but you guys probably don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm making progress in this game. Again, though, I don't see how anybody plays this shit on their own and figures this stuff out. Like, unless a friend got you into it, like, I don't understand how people play this game.
Yeah, I don't think anyone anymore does that unless they are extremely diehard. I feel like all of us, since the beginning of time, at least since I was a little girl, if I really wanted to experience a game, I would always look up the strategy guide.
Yeah, but somebody's got to do it originally.
Certain areas. Yeah.
Like this game is beyond Dark Souls strategy. Somebody guide, did it though. The first time, right?
I think it's just
numbers. But now we have wikis. Like it's a collaborative.
But somebody
Had to put the wiki together.
Somebody put the wiki together. There somebody is the bleeding edge that has literally no info, and he is just doing it.
I don't think it's one guy. Here's the thing. It's numbers.
Yeah, I think it's crowdsourced.
It's crowdsourced.
Like when a new Dark Souls game comes out, everybody starts playing it because they love the old ones, and they start figuring things out and posting on forums, and everybody kind of collectively figures things out. It's kind of like the speedrunning community. Mm-hmm. When one person discovers something that saves you 10 seconds, they share it with all the other ones, and they name that trick after that person who discovered it.
And somebody takes all that forum information and makes a wiki.
Yeah,
and then there's like walkthroughs. So you have people that have just accumulated all this information, like the guy that's walking me through it. Although on one case, he had to call his brother up for like some info. So he had to outsource that. Yeah,
he called a friend. Like
he phoned a friend.
Who wants to be a millionaire? What the fuck?
But I will say this though, I didn't touch on this last time. I totally forgot to mention it. But the thing I really like about Dark Souls is that it does something that I really enjoy in a game. It defies convention. I need a better way to say that because it sounds
like
so fucking
cheesy. Like a game
changer? It's a bit of a game changer.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Let me give you an example. Like when I played Borderlands 2, they had these characters that if you headshot them, they would become enraged and charge right at you. So you had to learn not to shoot them in the head, which is, you know, counterintuitive. Years and years of playing video games have taught you always shoot for the head. But then you play this game that says, nope, you have to do the exact opposite and you got to break habit. Dark Souls is like that, where it just, you have to throw everything you know out the window and just, like, there's so many things that happen in there and where I'm like, I feel like this is a hack or a cheat or something that I shouldn't be doing. He's like, nope, this is the way to go. I'm like, all right, dude. You know, it's very weird like that. But
Chad never had that problem. He, like, used to shoot the floor behind the bad guy before those guys came out. He just continued shooting the floor behind the bad guy after
body shots.
Body shots.
I'm a police officer. If I shoot to kill, I'm shooting for the body.
Oh, I see.
I'm not shooting for the head. No, fuck that. I'm looking for the... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much been my week. That and Heroes of the Storm, of course. But yeah, more Dark Souls, more Rogue Legacy. And I've been trying to find another game. I spent about an hour and... hour and a half trying to get my save files back for Doom 3 because I'm like four levels from beating that game, and Game Save Manager failed me. Like, it's not in there. It's very unfortunate.
Bullshit.
I lost my save files.
Let's go back and pull them out of all the podcasts. Yeah.
There's got to be a way to just go on the internet and download.
There is, and I did download them, but they're for Doom 3, not Doom 3, the BFG edition.
Oh, okay.
So I have to play it at like 1650 by 1080 resolution or something terrible. But yeah, I mean, I was able to find.
It's not that long of a game, though. You could just.
It's a long game.
Is
Doom 3? It's a long game. We're talking like 20 hours.
You might as well just watch somebody else beat it at this point.
This is Half-Life 2 all over again for me. I have played Doom 3 like two times. I played halfway through the game. Like 8 years later, I came back and played 90% of the way through the game. I'm
with the BFG
no way
edition.
In hell I'm going back all the way to the beginning and playing this game for a third time just to beat it.
Wait. Doom 3. We're not talking about the reboot Doom.
Doom 3.
Doom 3. Okay.
Came out in 2004.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. My bad.
All right. And then before we move on to the next game, I do want to go off script a little bit. Back to On the Radar. When you were pulling up your Steam, have we talked about Pyre?
We haven't. No, actually.
Yeah.
That's
this
what
is coming
group
out
is that?
Tuesday, 2000. July 25th.
The one that's the game. I mean, you play like some sort of volleyball game within it.
No.
It says from the creator of Bastion and Transistor. Hmm. We have a party-based RPG. It looks like it's got some multiplayer elements to it as well.
Which the one where you play the game
piques my interest, and it's less than $20. If you pre-order it, it's $17.99. Not bad, and you can't go wrong with that developer.
Yeah,
I'm surprised this has like missed my radar up until I got a glimpse of it from the main
I saw
page.
This on the Steam sale and it just didn't fucking grab me.
They always have fantastic art. They always have fantastic music. I heard the PC Gamer guys talking about the gameplay though. So like you're moving through the world like a RPG. Like everything's a regular RPG except for the combat is this game. It's like some sort of like mini soccer game or something like that.
Handball, kind of, maybe?
Something like that. I don't know. It's a new game, so it's hard to describe. But it's something like rugby, maybe.
With special, interesting.
Yeah. With
so you have a ball, essentially, and you're trying to
and
score
you're playing
a goal.
Another team, yep.
My question is, how do the multiplayer elements fit into this game? Because I've been looking for a... Since you guys brought up Divinity, and I've been looking for a game to play with my boyfriend, like, I wonder what type of multiplayer it is.
But it's weird because if you scroll down, it only has local co-op. It doesn't have... It's not online co-op.
That's the ideal for me. That's what I'm trying to pursue. Yeah, maybe during combat, he could just pick up a controller and help me out.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I'm not sure if there you can do co-op on the same team. I'm wondering.
Well, we don't know anything until it comes out. So.
Because it says,
isn't that the definition of co-op, being on the same team?
Well, that's what I mean. I think it has a local multiplayer where you play head to head in versus mode.
Yeah, that wouldn't interest me so.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think it only has versus mode. I don't think you can play co-op.
It is only a versus mode.
Gee, does Max beat you at controller games?
Life.
What?
No, I'm joking.
Controller games?
Since he's more controller-oriented.
What have we played controller-wise? He actually beat me at Super Smash Bros. On GameCube. Hmm. No, I'm sorry, N64. I would kick his ass on GameCube. N64. When we were at Safe House, we played... Oh, by the way, guys, you know how my computer is not working, but I've been playing...
It looks pretty behind us, though.
Yeah, right?
This is nice white...
It's so nice. She has a really nice case.
It looks like a white version of... I always picture, what is it, 2001 in Space Odyssey, where it comes coming down, and we look like the monkeys that suddenly learn how to use tools.
That's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Monolith?
It's the NZXT white tower. It's a full-size tower. It's beautiful. It's my favorite tower I've ever had.
Looks like a stormtrooper.
It does kind of look like a stormtrooper.
Out of the games I did play, I'm just going to mention that I kicked some like little boys' asses. And I say little boys, but obviously these are of drinking age children. And
at what?
Of drinking age children.
Of jerking age? No, drinking age.
That's what I mean. Drinking age children. Oh. That's a weird oxymoron. I like it.
I still don't know what we're talking about. Where were you?
I was at Safe House, where they have N64s in North Park.
Oh, cool. What were you playing?
I was playing Super Smash Brothers with some kids, and my friend, she was on Bumble, and I got bored, so I was like, I'm going to go kick some ass in Super Smash Bros.
Nice.
And I won three times in a row. My first character was Pikachu. That's my choice.
Ooh, Pikachu.
And then from there I went.
Do they still have Jigglypuff, right?
Zelda. And Jigglypuff. Yes, they have Jigglypuff. I almost went Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff is
my
jam.
It was just Pikachu, Zelda, and who's my third? Kirby. One with all three.
Excellent.
I saw a chick with Kirby tattoos. She went all in. They were awesome. They were on her triceps. One was just Kirby like sucking in that move. But on the other one, it was like hardcore. It was Kirby post Link suck. You know Kirby
with the helmet. That's awesome. But we are a PC podcast, and none of that.
We got to keep reminding G.
Yeah, we
really
do.
Really, me?
No, all of us. Should we talk anti-hero?
Sure.
Okay. I listened to Emilio play Flame Mountain. What was that? Escape?
Oh, yeah.
Escape from which mountain?
Warlock of Firetop Mountain.
That's what I said.
Which I couldn't fucking return because I waited more than 2 weeks. I forgot about that.
Oh. And basically, you're playing a digitized board game.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, that game sounds shitty. I'm sad to hear my friend play this shitty game. And I had happened to have seen this anti-hero, and it was another online digital board game, but it got really good reviews also. And I was like, I want to see this game and see if this is any better. So I actually bought it for him, but then played it off his family share.
How much did you pay?
I think I just paid the asking price. It wasn't like a sale or anything. I forget. Was it $15, Bubby? Can you look it up?
I hope it wasn't $15.
Well, I really like it. I thought it was awesome. You didn't seem to be as thrilled with it.
I wasn't in the mood. And also, the graphics do not look $15 worth.
Yeah, this came up on my suggested games to play.
I'm confused why this doesn't look like good graphics, but other games do look like good graphics. Like, it has a very stylized look to it, but the style matches the gameplay. So I don't understand why this would not be considered good graphics for you.
Did you play it online?
Against people?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I haven't played against people.
All right.
Why?
No, I just wonder.
Did you play against people?
I think that's where the meat and the potatoes of the game. Or the guac and salsa, or whatever.
Chips and guac.
It gets a really good rating from everybody. And all in all, I thought it was a really good game. I was playing the campaign mode and really enjoying it. It had the right level of difficulty for me. I failed two of the normal level challenges and then had to go back through and correct mistakes that I did to get through the game. And there was also, when you're going through the campaign mode, the elements of the campaign mode actually change how you have to play the game, which I really liked. Like, you can play it a couple different ways. You know, you can build up your orphans. What are they called? Your...
Urchins.
You can build up your urchins and do those that way, or you can build up your attacking and go through your gangs and kind of attack that way. So
it's not a traditional board game where, like, you and other people are going in the same direction trying to get somewhere. They start at the opposite end. You start at what end? There's fog of war, and you're kind of just kind of trying to take over. You're a thief, an overlord, or a thief, whatever. A
master
boss.
Thief.
Yeah, master thief. And you're trying to take over the city by, like, extortion and stuff like that. But it's all dice rolls, right?
No, there's no dice rolls.
When you fight somebody, isn't there?
Nope. Oh. You have an attack rating, and if their health is lower than or equal to your attack rating, they're dead. Mm. There's absolutely no dice rolls. There's no randomness at all. The only randomness involved is when you uncover a region, the location of where the...
good stuff is.
The good stuff could be a little bit different. But that's kind of why I like it. You can kind of think out a move or two ahead, and you couldn't really do that before on these kind of randomized games.
How would you describe the difficulty of this game?
This kind of feels a little bit like...
A toned-down chess, maybe?
Sort of. I was thinking more like... what was the game? Talisman? You're kind of like, but it's one versus one.
Yeah.
So you're kind of playing that kind of, you have to build yourself up. You can't just find the other guy and kill him.
Okay.
You're kind of building yourself up. And the other thing is your objectives are kind of secondary to your opponent is secondary to your objectives. Like, you can win without fighting your opponent at all, because you can get points from bribing the church, or you can get points from assassinating people. So you can do this stuff without your opponent. So you're trying to do it faster than your opponent.
Like Civ.
A little bit, yeah.
Strictly versus an NPC, or can you do multiplayer?
You can do multiplayer. You can do online multiplayer. I don't know if you can do more than one person on a board.
How about co-op multiplayer?
I'm not sure. Bobby, scroll down.
It does say local multiplayer. Yes.
They say local multiplayer, but awesome. You're playing against people.
Yeah, you're playing against each other.
I'll have to try this.
I've been very much interested in, well, outside of Mass Effect that I'm playing now, in playing some co-op games.
Yeah.
Now, whose family show do you have?
No one's.
Well.
You guys divorced me. Every single one of you.
Oh, you don't have a computer right now.
Her computer is sitting right behind us, like 2001 A Space Odyssey. Yeah. Anyways, I really enjoyed it.
I'm an orphan now.
But every time I try to talk to Amin about it, he talks shit about it. So
I played it for like 4 minutes. I wasn't in the mood, and I turned it off.
Okay. I have almost played through the whole campaign, and I've been really enjoying the campaign. So I urge you to give it a second try. I also shared it to you instead of just buying it, because I thought maybe this is something that you and Sam could maybe play together. I thought that was more likely that you would play something with her than I would play with my girl. So
yeah.
I feel like from Amelia's standpoint, it's like, this game doesn't support ultra wide. Fuck this game
and its
graphics.
It does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
What the hell?
The graphics aren't... I don't know why he's complaining about the graphics. The graphics are not bad. This is the exact kind of graphics that I would want in a digital board game. Like... You don't want a whole bunch of splash and flash and everything. Yeah. You want to pay attention to the board.
The graphics are a step up from mobile.
Yeah,
so.
yeah, for sure.
But Warconius in chat made a comment that immediately popped in my head when I saw it. It looks like Darkest Dungeon, maybe a little more brighter, a little more uplifting than Darkest Dungeon, but the art style looked a little similar to me.
Similar, yeah.
But it didn't have Darkest Dungeon had like the really sharp contrast, the deep blacks and...
Yeah, for sure. This is definitely brighter. But I think it's been worth the $15 so far.
Holy shit, I didn't notice everybody come in. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we got a lot of people this time.
Yeah.
We got to record Sundays more often. That's it for Anti-Hero, by the way.
All right. What about Magic the Gathering?
You want to talk PUBG first?
Yeah, it's the only time I'm going to talk this.
Woo! this episode. I love listening to PUBG Ranked. Yeah.
So we had the craziest best game we ever
I feel like I've heard this before.
Wait, yeah, he said that last week.
This was fucking fantastic. But... No, that was my first chicken dinner. I didn't say it was my best game ever.
Wait, you did get. Was that last week that you got a chicken dinner by yourself?
By myself, yeah.
Okay.
So this one, this is just the craziest, most awesome game. Like, even like Mr. F and Sweet, I don't know, 300 hours or something he must have in this. Incidus, which is a friend of his, and Mogul Mike and myself were all playing. And it's one of those times where just like all your plans just happen to work out, you know? So... we did the bunkers, and then I said, hey, let's go over to, there's like a box canyon where there's a lot of loot in there. There's only one way in out. So if you camp the entrance, eventually they're going to have to come out. So we camped them, killed them. That went our way, got in a car. Things kind of got mixed up with cars. So now we're taking damage from the blue. I think people fell out, something like that. So then Moogle Mike had to drive back through the blue to pick up the other guys. And while I'm fighting guys, he left me alone. So I'm holding off a squad while he's driving people, taxiing people back and forth from the blue. We finally get all together. We get healed up a little bit. The blue's constantly pushing us. And then we have two different vehicles. We're driving over the hills. People are shooting at us from both sides of the fields. There's a car driving next to us, shooting at us. Mad Max craziness.
That's awesome.
Dude. It was like a squad to our left, a squad to our right, and a squad in a car shooting at us. And we're just jumping through the hills, getting... Eventually, we get through all of that shit.
No casualties at this point.
Me and Incidents had no life, visible life. We get down and start healing ourselves. We only have bandages, healing ourselves, blah, blah, blah. We finally get going.
That's the worst. The bandages are fucking shitty. You always feel those bandages.
Yeah. I tell
until
the team...
you need them.
Probably 3-4 times I tell the team to take the North Road. They take the South Road. It just happens to work out that we ended up in George Pool by ourselves. We had George Pool to ourselves for like, I don't know, 7 minutes. So we got, it hadn't been looted. We get all this shit where everybody's all sniped out. Cool shit. We get put snipers on top of these giant cranes.
Okay.
And then the circle gods were in our favor, in our favor, in our favor. And then finally, what that means is when the random circle comes up, if you're in it, that's in your favor. That means you don't have to expose yourself by running through a field. And then this is the one time I think I go gung-ho every game, right? And then I die.
At some point.
And
I die.
Yeah.
You get frustrated, and you're like, fuck this.
So we got guys with... I got snipers. I got... The hills have eyes, right?
Yeah.
I got them behind me. But I have all short-range weapons, and we're in a long-range battle. So I announced to my team, guys, I'm going to do something crazy. Because... the circle was not in our... We had to cross an open field against snipers. I said, I'm going to do something crazy. So first thing I do is I jump into a buggy and I drive over the fence. I don't know why they're not shooting. I think they're shooting each other. There's two squads left. I run over the fence so everybody can get out instead of like having to run around because the blue's coming.
Yeah.
Then I run. I drive across the field and run a dude over. And then I
have yet to do that. I don't think I've ever killed anyone via
vehicle.
Hard.
Like, it's pretty easy to dodge.
It is.
But some people are, I don't know. I've been running over.
If you die a lot, you're looking at a
car, if you're looking at a car, you should be able to avoid it, right? In real life?
No way.
If it's coming from a good... Wow, jeez, it's scary, man.
Right, like, shouldn't you be able to avoid a car if it's coming at you?
I'm not sure I'm able to.
I mean, you'd have to dive. You'd have to, like,
the deer in headlights thing could be really... Like, fear is paralyzing in certain moments, so...
Fuck that, no. I refuse to acknowledge that.
Anyway, if you want to watch all of this, I'm going to have a video up on our DLG on YouTube pretty soon, probably by next week.
Wait. Did you get the chicken dinner or what? What the fuck?
You'll have to tune in.
What? Now I got to look this shit up. Yeah. God damn it. All right. Way to ruin my fucking night.
All right.
What do you call that? Like... In a
cock tease. That's what it is. You are a fucking cock tease.
Now, also something else where, like, you have to, like, you can't bust and you have. I don't
blue balls?
Know, obviously.
Blue balls?
No.
You what? Gave us auditory blue balls.
Yes. Kind
of,
take that.
I guess.
Everyone.
You can't bust. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, blue balls.
Oh, cucking. That is what it is. I think Binary Killer had it. No?
I disagree with that.
Yeah, I think that's
wrong. I don't know. These terms are not
relevant. I watch enough porn to know that's not the answer.
It's not? Okay. Well, and next week's what we missed.
Yeah, exactly.
Definition of cuck.
So I guess we'll talk Magic the Gathering. I used to collect Magic the Gathering cards. A little side story. Yes, I was a nerd growing up. So I collected them. What's up?
You are.
Yes, I am. I am a nerd. So my mother, in her infinite wisdom, said, "I'm going to throw out your magic cards if you don't fucking come and take them." She didn't use fucking because she doesn't do that. But anyways, she said,
"Hey, fucked me.
You're a jerk." she said, "Take these magic cards." So I took them and put them in my closet for 8 to 10 years. And so I'm moving, obviously, to Santa Monica. And so I pulled them out of the closet. I'm like, fuck. I brought them into Emilio's room, and I said, "Hey, Emilio, do you want my magic cards?" He's like, "Yeah, I mean, I don't, not really." Yeah. He's like,
I took a quick look-see.
He's like, you should, I don't know, sell these for 50 bucks.
Yeah.
And I said, that sounds like a lot of work. So I called up a couple places. There was a cool place here in town called Villainous Lair.
Really cool spot.
Oh, never heard of that.
Well,
ears peaked.
We're not getting paid for it. So,
okay.
But anyways, Villainous Lair, it was a cool place. And so I brought it over there. I called them up and they said, we only do trade-ins for it. I said, whatever, you know, yeah. I'll get a board game or some comic books or whatever. So we're thinking there might be $70 to $100 here, maybe, for trade-in. So I hand it to them. They're like, "Hey, we'll get back to you in a week." So I got a call this week. I went in to see it. I was like, "So, hey, how much am I looking to get trade-in?" They're like, $700.
Are you for real? Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
What the hell are you going to get?
I was like, all right.
You should bring us all in and we'll just
I was
go,
like, what like, the fuck did yeah. I have in there? Like $700 yeah. of magic cards?
I wonder if you would have sold them. What I mean, like,
oh, of course
bucks.
I would have gotten more than that. But honestly, less. You don't think I would?
You would have got less money if you would have did it for cash. On.
Oh, with them?
No, somewhere else.
Well, I was more? Like, if I sold individually on eBay,
I don't know, man. Usually, yeah. When you go to a shop like that and you trade in stuff, they kind of they
screw you on it.
I don't want to say they screw you, but they definitely do it in their favor. If you were to sell it individually, like if you were to break apart the cards and sell them all, like all the good ones on eBay, then you would make a lot more. But it would take you a lot more time. I mean, if you just want to dump cards like that, then yeah, they're going
to
give you.
All, what
price.
I do have to say is they're trustworthy as fuck. Like I think you even said, I think this is only worth like $80 or something.
Yeah, I said, hey, I'm
looking worst negotiator ever.
I'm looking for $70. If you guys could give me $7, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And they can't buy
well,
with $700.
Okay, so I'm curious to know the second part of the story.
Fast.
Like, what are you going to do with that $700?
Yeah, okay. So, one last little side note on that. I said, wow, $700, that sounds awesome. What was the most expensive card on there? He's like, definitely Force of Wills. You had Force of Wills on there.
No idea what that is.
It's a blue card, costs 5 mana. It's a counter spell, but you can remove 2 blue cards from your discard pile.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Sure.
Instead of paying the you can do a counter spell without having any mana of
it. Oh, that one. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You got to do it in a nerdy voice, please. I need to hear it.
Well, you see here, what you want to do is remove 2 blue cards. No. Okay, so anyways.
It was so close to his own voice.
Oh, my God. Bobby's nose went up like he could smell how bad
but
that sounded.
I walked in with Sam and my girl, and
the hottest girls I've seen.
And oh my God! I'm wearing a fucking. You have the hottest.
I'm wearing a tank top.
Were you wondering why everything went into slow motion all of a sudden?
I walk in there. I swear to God, I know
anyone
the look on their
Olivia?
Faces. They're like,
anyone call her Olivia or what?
This fucking guy stole these cards from some nerd and is selling off some guy because he was like, yeah, so when did you start collecting? I was like talking my story. And I saw the look on his face like, oh, this guy actually does have magic cards. He knows what the hell he's talking about.
You do look like the villain in an 80s movie.
Well, I do.
Were you wearing your white pants that day too?
Oh, I think I was. I have been mentioned that I do kind of look like the villain in Karate Kid, so
yeah.
Or
Dolph Lundgren.
Or Dolph. Well, not anymore. Back in my younger days. Anyways, so I have $700.
That guy's a PhD, by the way, and a black belt.
Yeah, I heard he's actually pretty smart.
Really smart, yeah.
Anyways, so I have $700 to this comic book store. But I saw they have this whole like board game section. So I'm like, sweet, we're going to get some board games. This will be fun. So we got this game called Exploding Kittens. And we did some card games earlier on this year. Mm-hmm. We played, what did we play?
$700, I got Exploding Kittens.
No. I still have $660 worth of trade-in that I haven't used yet.
I say buy Talisman and all the expansions. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess Fastidious has played
it. It doesn't expire, right, the trade-in?
No. Okay, I've got it. So
all right.
If you guys need something from a comic book store, yeah, hit me up. I'm your guy.
It's a good game.
So let's talk Exploding Kittens. We've only played one game. Are you in the bathroom?
I was going to say, you could use that trade-in credit.
She's a lawyer too.
Yeah. She's doing yoga poses over here. What the fuck?
Well, I got up to get beer, but then I had something to say.
Please do the rest of the podcast like this.
What the fuck?
I've seen this in Kama Sutra.
He's trying to get his phone out to take a picture.
I'm sitting back down before Amanda takes a picture of my fucking ass.
Yeah.
You could use that trade-in credit for re-gifting.
You are burnt, by the way. You're peeling.
Yeah, I'm peeling all over Bobby's chair. I feel so bad for Bobby's couch because it's filled with my fingernails.
Well, that couch has seen much worse.
Skin. It's disgusting.
Fastidious, you cannot nope a diffuse. I don't know if you read the rules.
I really had to tell you that, though. Use that money for gifts.
No, I will.
Okay.
There's nothing that I have planned for that $700, so that will be...
I think we should get decorations for our studio.
Yeah, that could be a possibility also. This is money, free money. I was not expecting any of this $700.
Bobby, they got like Warcraft swords, like really like life-size Warcraft swords and shit.
Nice.
So... Anyways, Exploding Kittens. We had a good time. It was a little slow. We needed to learn the game. I think once we learn the game...
The next game will be super fast.
The next game will be fast. It's a 15-minute game. It's awesome.
I love when Bobby loses because he's like, I knew this was
the whole point of the game.
Like, yep, there it goes.
The whole point of the game is to not to draw the Exploding Kitten. So you kind of don't want to draw cards, which is kind of a weird game. It kind of reminds me of Star Realms in the fact that you're thinking about the game mechanics in a different way than a standard way. Like, Star Realms was about making your discard pile, which is so unique, right? Like, making your discard pile. And this game is about not drawing cards, which every other game, you want to draw cards. That helps you out. And this game is about not drawing your cards. I would have liked a little more diversity in the card types, right? They only had a couple... They had a nope, they had a skip, they had an attack.
I did figure out what Yoga Post Chi was just in. It's called the Exploding Kitten.
The Exploding Kitten.
Because you're a wonder.
Yeah, that's true. What did you guys think of it? Bobby?
I thought it was fun.
We know you thought it was fun. Bobby, what did you...
Yeah, it was good. I found it a little simpler than some of the other card games that we played, which is not a good or a bad thing. It just depends on your mood and what you have time for. It's a faster pace. Lighter version of those, but I don't know. I think Hero Realms, or what was the sci-fi version of it, Star Realms.
That's an awesome game. That's still my favorite card game. And we still have been
I think I still like that one better.
Star Realms.
More than Magic the Gathering?
No. Okay, Magic the Gathering. But that's a very complicated game. Star Realms, you can fucking pick up and play.
Yeah.
So bad. So, anyways.
Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's not Mass Effect 2. It's, in fact, Mass Effect 3. I mouth typo there. I don't even know how to say I misspoke. There you go. Took me a little bit. My brain's like wired for typing. With Mass Effect 3, since my computer is out of commission, but I should be back up and running, guys. Thank you so much, Bobby. Come tomorrow night or Tuesday night at the very latest. I'm excited to get back into the PC gaming world, guys. It's going to be a whole shit ton of PUBG, you know it. And then, but since I have been not been able to play on my PC, I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect 3.
Mm. And,
on console.
On Xbox 360.
Okay,
like
gotcha.
Original, it's my original Xbox 360 with my game saves and all that good stuff. And since I've been playing it, I actually made a list. I'm like Chad this week. I made a list of like why I'm reminded of like why Mass Effect is such an amazing series for me. And I'm talking about like the original trilogy versus Andromeda, because I feel like Andromeda was like such a giant shit stain on the series name. And now going back like, you know, have you been reading in the news how many people are getting fired and or just quitting around BioWare?
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure it's all related to Mass Effect Andromeda.
It's sad. Such a sad state.
But like going back and replaying the good games, I made a top five reasons why I'm reminded that I love Mass Effect. And in no particular order.
Nice, let's hear it.
First, I will confirm or deny,
like a spy.
Yeah, right? First, I love that all of my saves and previous decisions can be imported.
Okay.
I love games and like multiple games where all of my work is translated into something good into my next game save. I mean, it's not hard to just like start from scratch, but for a series like this, you don't want to start from scratch.
I will confirm it, and I will also say I enjoyed the fact that if you hadn't had a save previous, it will ask you to replay the choices, which I also appreciated.
Yeah. And you don't see this very often still. It was a great thing. It's very hard to do, I'm sure, is why it hasn't been done a bunch.
There's so many variables to go into the game, and then you're adding more variables. It just ramps it up.
And this is another one, but very lighthearted, especially because of Andromeda. I also appreciate the fact that there is an actual romantic option that I am interested in.
Okay.
So,
Did you get to the Latin lover in Andromeda?
Latin lover? Who's that?
The guy on the one planet that does the thing.
There you go.
I'm still going to play and be Andromeda, but I'm not quite there yet.
There is Skinny Emilio there, so that is an option if you want that one. So,
isn't he bisexual? If he's bisexual, I'm not interested.
Like I said, Skinny Emilio.
So. All right, but no, I do appreciate that because there are plenty of games out there that give you a companion option, and half the time you're just doing it to do the motions. But but this one here,
emphasis on motions.
But this one here, like character personality, totally into Garrus. And he's been in all three games. Love that.
Do you think that is a personality trait that you like the alien?
Curious. It's mostly personality.
Okay.
Because who knows if he even has a dick?
It's got like pincers on the side or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's like I like him because he lets my imagination run wild. Who knows?
Fair enough.
The third thing I like is that everything is positioned for you to succeed, such as quest lines and not missing out on items and not going backwards on the story. Everything is pretty seamless, which continues to my fourth point, seamless combat with plenty of variety and personalization. So
I would like to say Andromeda's combat is very good.
For sure. Probably the best part of that game.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, and I do like Andromeda. Do not get me wrong. I love Andromeda. It's just that it's been a battle.
Missing some of these other points.
Yeah. And then this one here, last but not least, great story, compelling, small details, and interesting NPCs. Like whether it's your main crew or just somebody you're kind of like listening to their story or doing a side quest for them, and even the little emails and whatnot, it's all pretty good. It's nice. Details that matter.
I love those aliens. Sure. I thought they were really creative. The ones that can't put emphasis on their syllables, so
Elcor?
They have to say how they're saying the thing.
Yeah, the so very
be
slow
like,
guys.
Angrily. Stop doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Striking remark. I do not like you.
And
like,
the monotone species, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those ones are good.
Yeah, and then
they weren't in that other game, Andromeda.
Mm. Yeah. Different galaxy.
I'm pretty damn far in Mass Effect 3. I don't know how close to one of the many endings that I'll have, but I'm excited to beat the game.
Oh, this is your first time through, right?
I'm sorry?
Is it your first time through?
No, I played Mass Effect 3 during launch, and I got pretty far, and then I never.
This will be your first time finishing.
Yes, Mass Effect 3. Yes.
Hmm. Cool. I'm excited.
If
this is one of your 12.
It is actually.
Nice. Oh, good.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm working hard.
All right. We should probably do hardware next, right?
Whatever you want.
Or listener question. Whatever.
Yeah, usually we do.
Bobby's like, I want to talk.
Yeah, we're Bobby doing wants
hardware.
To talk.
No, this hardware is you guys. Yeah. This is not me.
Well, you Except did the work. You want to talk about how that... What were your issues, Chi?
Oh, with my PC about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks, over 2 weeks ago, what happened was I turned on my computer and I could hear the fans running, the lights are going on, but within 10 to 15 seconds, it just did this hard reset. And it was on this loop of never even
motherboard.
Showing up a BIOS.
I always say
or,
that's
yeah,
motherboard.
Not showing up any BIOS screen or even the MOBO screen. I knew it might have been MOBO related since it was just black screen all in all. And so all I did was unplug it, and I'm like, hey, Bobby.
You got plenty of free time, Bobby.
No.
Hey, Bobby, since you're on vacation, sounds like you don't have any problems. Here's one.
Yeah, you want a little pet project? Here you go.
I was like,
she didn't even ask. She just left it on the stove and left. Knowing that he'd be drawn to it like a moth to a flame.
All right, Bobby, break it down for us. What happened?
So, the computer wasn't turning on. When it booted, it would just immediately turn back off. Every now and then, it would start up. So I just tested out all the different pieces of hardware. But for the most part, it's almost always the motherboard. That's where everything goes wrong in a computer, I feel like. You can take hard drives out and test it. You can run memtest to test your memory. You can get a power supply tester where you just plug it in, and it'll tell you the voltage running to each connection, and I did all that, and everything looked good. So I said, you know what, it's probably the motherboard. Not 100% sure, because I never am with these types of things. But we did get a new motherboard. Problem is, if you have a computer that's even a couple years old, the motherboard that you have, they probably don't make anymore. So to replace that one would have cost $200 to $300.
Because it's out of production.
Yeah, because they don't make it anymore for a new one, unless you got a used one. But who wants to buy a used motherboard?
Yeah.
So I found one for, how much did it end up being? Around 60?
$76.
$76. So this is a good example of when you're buying parts, what do you need and what do you don't need? You had a Z97X motherboard, which had a lot of features on it, a lot of which you weren't using. So we got a B85, which...
It's right over there if you are curious.
It's also a micro.
Yeah, it's a micro, so it's a much smaller motherboard. So the things that, like when we got it, I told you, I said, first thing, you're not going to be able to overclock on this, which you don't do anyway, so, you know, not a big loss. Second of all, there's only one PCI Express slot, so you can't run SLI, but you're not doing that anyway.
Although I just brought her an exact copy of the card that she has, so maybe that would have been.
That's going into Max's.
Yeah.
Oh, for the other build?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are a few limitations on the board, but nothing that you even needed.
Would she be able to upgrade to like the biggest cart, the biggest news cart, like the 1080
Ti? It's a PCI Express slot. You can put whatever that all video cards use that.
Okay.
So, you know, at this point, it's kind of tough. If something like that happens to me, usually I take that as a sign to upgrade, and I buy all sorts of new parts. But then again, you're spending a hell of a lot of money if you do that. So I'm glad we were able to swap the motherboard. It immediately booted up, and everything was working just fine. So thank God that worked out.
Yeah.
So doing hardware stuff, I always tend to have OS problems and stuff like that. Did you have to do any other installs other than just put it in and boot it?
You lucked out, right? Because
You need mother. Doesn't the motherboard usually come with its own installed disk and stuff like that?
Well, here's the thing. Like, it would have been nice. You had a Gigabyte motherboard, and this is a ASUS. So it would have been nice to be able to stick the same kind of like a Gigabyte one in there, so we wouldn't have to update drivers. But it did boot up to Windows, so I'll probably have to reinstall a few drivers, but that's not a whole lot of work.
Okay.
So it looks like it's going to be an easy replacement. Although swapping out a motherboard is not easy work. Like, it's everything is connected to the motherboard, so you have to take the whole computer apart. So that's kind of a pain.
Yeah. I definitely appreciate you for this. Thank you so much.
I thought Windows was hard copied onto your motherboard, so that
onto the hard drive.
Right. Windows 10
hardware.
Check. Yeah.
Your hardware.
Windows 10 checks your hardware and sees if you've done updates to it. But it shouldn't necessarily.
I think you log in with the Windows ID, then
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I did on mine. I reinstalled Windows 10 on new hardware. I logged in with my Windows ID that it was linked to, and it was like, yep, everything's fine.
You might be the only person that remembers their Windows ID.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
He's also in
it drives
IT
me crazy
field.
When people have trouble like managing usernames and passwords. I recently helped my dad upgrade to his first smartphone.
Nice.
He's got a whole black notebook with all his usernames and passwords, and he's constantly using it. And we were sitting there, and he got it, and then he lost it. And he goes out, and he's bugging my mom looking for it. And I look down, and he dropped it right into the trash can next to him. I'm like, it drives me crazy. But like, username and passwords.
Right, can you get him onto LastPass?
Yeah, that's what I need to do. Some sort of password management. Although he found out that Chrome saved some of your usernames and password, and he freaked out. So he spent like half an hour going through and like deleting everything there.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh, but wow.
Get him on LastPass. I
mean,
love
it's
that
not even that.
Service.
But a lot of people don't realize that you can log in, like your login to another site can be your email address. You know what I'm saying? So like my email address, my Gmail that I use can be my Windows ID. It doesn't have to be at live.com a separate thing I made up
which
for.
Which is mine.
Yeah.
The way
there's
I
a lot
do
of,
it too.
You know, they call a lot of that stuff like single sign-on SSO. So there's a lot of that happening too. Like I can log into these bundle sites when I buy bundles of games with my Steam, my Twitter, if I had a Twitter.
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, like any of that shit. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad we got that all sorted out, because I was just dreading like booting that thing up and like nothing working. Although I found out I don't have any thermal paste on deck, so I had to order some of that, and we're waiting for that. And then once we get it, everything will be back up and running.
Yeah, I can take my baby home again. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Like, you've gone a long
too.
Time. You've gone a long time without PC gaming.
I know.
Well,
so
you're
kind of hit it hard.
Too, Chad, well, you're...
No, I just have my PC up in Santa
Monica. In a weird
spot, though. Well,
and I'm in
enough,
the kitchen. I don't know if you guys are on our Instagram, but you saw my computer in my kitchen, if you did.
It's a very cool spot.
It is.
He's right
but
next to
the cool thing is I can turn right around without moving and get Diet Cokes out of the fridge
nice.
Or something. Yeah, so
cool.
It's
I'll
nice.
Have to. I'll have to look. You're
oh
in the kitchen
God,
with me,
you're
too.
Gonna be 400 pounds.
I'm in the kitchen, too. Chad,
see, imagine
awesome.
If your whole house was super small, so you didn't have to go really far away to do anything.
Yeah,
that's the dream.
Of my life. Hello.
Oh, yeah. It takes me 50
too,
seconds
Bobby.
To take a piss before, you know, from getting up to sitting back down. 50 seconds.
Wow.
Exactly.
It's crazy that he knows that.
It's weird that you've talked.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so many times trying to do that, you know, in between drafts of Heroes of the Storm.
You know how much liquid is inside you.
I was good at, well, yeah, you know, it can
sometimes
vary.
Sometimes you got a lot.
Well, usually it's a lot. If I get up to pee, then it's like, I really got to go. Yeah. You know, it's like a whole rock star's
bio
work.
Break.
I really do like that you live like a minimalist, though.
I don't like a lot of things.
It's the feng shui is on point.
It's hard to do as you get older, but yeah, I like to keep things simple. But I did want to say, Chi, you said you thought you had an i5 processor, but when I opened it up, you have the exact same processor as me,
i7
4790K. The K
you're
means that you can
short.
Overclock it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a great CPU.
I don't know what's
my
in
apologies.
My
no, I I don't
boy
know.
Probably
I,
not 15 seconds. 50
if
seconds.
If I did know I had an i7, I forgot and I just
minute.
Implanted like
Peed run.
Like I just like downgrade myself, I suppose. So
it's pee run.
Peed run.
It's a 50 second pee run.
Is
Bobby,
that the
what
name
do I
of
have
the
to
podcast
do?
This episode?
What do I have to do for my computer look like that and stay super clean? Like all I have is dust bunnies all throughout my rig.
Well, you need filters on any intakes that you have.
I don't think I have it. That's my problem.
I don't know, man. Like mine does that too. My place gets super dusty.
Isn't your computer on the ground in
it's
a carpeted room?
On a carpeted room. Is
yeah,
that
don't do
not
that.
Good?
I've never put my computer on carpet.
You know what I saw today on Linus Tech Tips is the PC is a monitor stand. Kind of like what Apple was doing for a while.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but it looks fucking super sweet, super like like low profile, and you don't have a thing, and it holds all the normal size components.
Yeah, so you got to be careful with some stuff like that, because if you look at my desk, which I love, but there is a platform, a glass platform at the bottom where my computer sits on, so that's great for cooling. But it is attached to the desk. So the vibrations that my computer makes travels up and
gotcha.
Is the reason that I can't have a microphone sitting on my desk, because the vibrations are really bad.
Mm.
So that can be an issue.
Or you could just be in the kitchen like me and just the
or
fridge
like me.
Vibrating,
I do not, actually,
the
you know
microwave.
What? I really hate it. And I think you guys know I'm moving pretty soon here. And the
I have a shock
thing
now.
I'm looking forward to is getting my computer back in a normal room, because I love to cook fucking bacon. And it's a bad fucking idea doing it with your computer in the same room. Because
maybe that's
that
why
grease,
you're having this problem.
That grease turns into smoke and it resettles. Yep. And I wouldn't doubt it if I am fucking cooking bacon into my PC, and I can't do it very, very long.
She's the first one to mix first world problems of cooking and fucking PC
and
gaming
PC.
In one
like
rant.
Super first world.
Yeah. I am like
fucking
my man
super
card,
saying
like,
that shit.
Wait,
together.
How big is my man card if I'm complaining about my boyfriend like not letting me play video
Seriously.
Games? I have problems with cooking too much damn bacon.
Too much bacon and PC gaming.
And PC gaming.
Well, I did some hardware stuff this week. I bought another 500 gig SSD during the Prime Day. I bought another 500 gig because I was just honestly running out of space. And so I installed it in my PC, and I forgot this subtle thing that you needed.
Step.
Yeah. I'm used to installing a hard drive, and it says, hey, I don't see a Windows. Do you want to install Windows? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you just do it.
You don't have to anymore, right?
When you plug in your second hard drive, it just doesn't show up, and you're like, oh, fuck, where's this second hard drive? I forgot that you actually have to like mount it and like shit like that. Like this is not things that I haven't done in like 10 years or whatever.
You still have to do that. Like Windows 10 doesn't
It doesn't just.
It's not plug and play.
No. So just a little side note. If you right click on your Windows icon, it brings up a list of a bunch of stuff. Disk management is where you have to go, and you see it there. But I was like struggling for like 30 minutes. I'm checking the BIOS. BIOS is seeing it. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is it not showing up? So anyways, that was my I'm a moron moment this week. I'm sure next week I'll have some more I'm a moron moments, but that's this one the week.
Cool.
All right, HyperCloud X. That's the new headset you got, Emilio. How's that working out?
Yeah, so I've had them for a week now.
Still can't masturbate in them.
They're fucking awesome. They're super, super comfy. If there was one complaint, it's just that they sit like 4 inches above your head, and I already have a big head. So like I was wearing them and I had to do something under my desk. I could not get under my desk without taking them off. Like I was like bong, bong, bong.
Wow.
And it's like there's the part that touches your head, which is nice and soft. But then above that, like 3 inches above that, is this metal framework, which is what the structure of it. But that's the thing that you're...
It's probably
that thing
heavy,
gets touched,
too, right?
No, it's super light. This thing.
Yeah, the wired ones are super light because they don't need the fucking power supply in there.
Battery.
Yep. So if you touch that metal framework, you hear it, right? It's like, if you want to get my attention, I can't hear you anyway if you're talking behind me. If you just rub that.
I'm like shouting at him, by the way, in his own room.
Yeah.
Like he is set up prime for like pranks or or any sort of like suspense movie moment.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. If you want to knife him in the back, you could do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing preventing it.
It sucks because anything else from after this was delivered by Amazon Prime, everything else I'm going to miss because I'm never going to hear the fucking doorman. Mm-hmm. But anyway, everybody on Discord says I sound way more professional. So the mic is really good.
Awesome.
And
I'll have to see.
I have nothing bad to say about it. I got it for $90. They're normally like $120 or $140, something like that. I'll put I put the exact one somewhere. I think under hardware when we were doing it, but I'll post them again just so everybody knows. Oh, and speaking of hardware, we are talking to the guys over at Bloody. They're one of the three companies that are currently making light strike switches on keyboards, going away from the MX keys. They are using lasers. So there's lasers underneath each key, and the breaking the laser is what activates whether or not you're pushing it or not. They also have this thing where, like, over at Bloody, I think they're the only ones that have this. It doesn't matter where on the key you push. Even sometimes you kind of like...
Like corner pressure?
Yeah.
No, not that. When you accidentally push a key, like, on this... Let's say you push the edge of it.
Yeah, corner pressure.
That's not how hard you're pushing it?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's saying you push it on the corner. And
So it's like indirect pressure on the key.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It picks up. Sorry. I thought you were meant like it detects how hard you're pushing it.
Oh.
That's something else, right? Whatever. That force feedback.
No, corner pressure is something I just like came out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's
not
what
an official term.
Anyway, it detects that just as well as it would a full press. Anywhere on the key is just as strong as a center press, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. They're going to send us over a keyboard Bobby's going to test it out. Nice. Hopefully we like it because we're going to interview him afterwards.
Nice. So. Perfect.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to try out a new keyboard.
Wait,
that's something I've kind of neglected.
Keyboard?
I don't know. It depends if we like it, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if we've ever had to, like, battle, like a four-player battle for a product. Like, if there's...
Huh? It depends. Like, if somebody was, like, sending us a free Vive, like, we'd probably have a couple people who would be like, no, that needs to go.
Bacon-eating contest. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
I mean, a Vive maybe, Super but Smash like a keyboard, Bros. I mean... Come on, guys.
If it was a fight to the death, let's say, this is when Bobby says, oh, I did, one thing I didn't tell you guys is my 7 years of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, we're all strangled.
Bobby carries himself.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
Karate.
I'm a Krav Maga expert. Here's your nuts in your throat. Are you allergic to nuts? Nope. Here they are.
Anyway, keyboards. I'm excited to try out this new
keyboard. Way to put us back on track, Bobby.
Because I've been thinking about upgrading my keyboard and my mouse. I actually tried out Cheese Mouse, the Zowie FK1, I think it is.
How do you like it?
What's a cheese mouse?
Yeah.
It's like a cheese wheel.
Yeah. I hate that name, the Zowie.
It sounds a little weird. But it was very similar to the SteelSeries Sensei that I was looking at on Amazon and came close to buying.
It's
a little long for my taste. The mouse feels very long, and I have to stretch my fingers far to do it. And I have a claw grip when I play on the mouse.
Wait, let's compare hand sizes. Hold on. I have to see this.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, yeah. Bobby's a little bit bigger.
He's like a fingernail bigger
but
than
mine. But it's not that. It's just when I game, if you watch me on the mouse, this is how my hand looks.
Oh!
Yeah, it's like a claw grip.
For those people who can't see, it looks like a face hugger from Alien.
Yeah.
That's how
Or like a velociraptor grip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or no, even worse.
Like an eagle talon, a T-Rex.
Oh, do you remember that scary movie? Where the dude
probably not
shoves his hand up the turkey's ass, and then when he he's trying to say, "Grab my strong hand,"
it's my strong
that's his grip on the mouse. That you're the butler.
Yeah, who was that guy? It was the guy from Elliot. The guy from Cabin Boy. Chris Elliott, yeah, from Scary Movie 2 is who you're referring
to. I don't think there's any mouse built for that grip.
No, there is. Razer's got a whole write-up on it. It's like if you have a... Razer was the first one to come out with this. You have three types of grips on the mouse. And, you know, that's when I was able to identify, okay, because I feel like I'm way, way more accurate with the mouse when I do that.
Really?
When I grip it like that, especially when I have to do lots of clicking and stuff.
I've never looked at my hand, but I imagine it's nearly flat.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Me neither.
Well, this is always says claw, and then
this has come up on the podcast many a time. But yeah, you can look at Razer's site; they have a bunch of stuff on it. But so
that's
what works better for me
because
is like a shorter
using the wrong
mouse.
Claw grip.
Not necessarily a smaller mouse, but a stubbier mouse, kind of like the Razer Naga was a good one for me.
Okay, I've used that.
So,
guys, I just like improvised an invention in my brain.
Okay.
I'm going
to
materialize it and become a millionaire.
Okay.
And I'm going to buy you all the exploding kittens that you could ever possibly want.
I want all of them.
No, I'm just saying that because I get these little sparks of madness when you guys talk about like different
Bobby, mouse over that
stuff.
Gift for cheap, please.
No, okay.
What's your spark of madness? Are you going to share it with us?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. It is a dude...
Hand fisting
a turkey while Chuck Norris watches.
Tea candle lights all around it.
Thank you, Fastidious.
You know, a lot of people don't like Razer products, but
I
used to buy nothing but Razer products back in the day, keyboards and mice, and I never had a problem with it. But if you look online, the reviews seem really bad. So apparently people are having bad experiences. They are very flashy and they look maybe a little gimmicky, so I think that's why some people have issue with them. That and like a lot of people say that they break down after a certain period of time, but
I've never had a problem with any of my Razer ones.
But you didn't like your Naga, right?
I just didn't use it. It was the six button.
You got to train yourself to use it. I had the MMO one with the 12 buttons on the side, but the mouse that I have now, I think I'm just going to stick with. It does feel a little large, but it is shorter. The Zowie was very long, and I think the Sensei is long as well. So I don't think that would really work for my play style. But the keyboard, I'm excited to check out a new one of those. I've always used the DOS keyboard, and there's so many great keyboards out there, and I have just never even considered them because I've liked my DOS keyboard.
You know, bloody guys that we met were really cool.
They were really cool, and I was really impressed by their build quality. I hope you like it.
Their keyboards look great, and I'm excited to test it out.
You can check them out at bloody.usa, but don't buy shit until we have we're friends with them.
Listen to us.
Yeah.
We'll follow up with you.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking about your headset, you're saying that if someone touches the bar on top, you can hear that really well. That's called the stethoscope effect, and it's a problem with some headphones and headsets, and it's something that I came across because I was looking for new earbuds, not headphones, earbuds, because I don't...
Why? Why would you
do this
like yourself?
Headphones.
It's just, Bobby is
because
Bobby.
Because my hair gets messed up. I look like a dummy on the street.
Are you surprised? We just found out how he likes to grip his mouth.
Bobby, yeah. No hair.
Yeah, you just shave the head.
You ever done that? Have you ever gone...
I shaved my head until I was like 15. Like, I never had longer hair until I was older. Oh. Yeah, I don't really look good with a shaved head.
Yeah, mine looks like a fucking cancerous earthworm.
You know what? Messy hair from headset hair is a real problem, by the way, too. Especially for guys.
Imagine for a girl, it's worse, right?
No, for girls, with longer hair, we could kind of like blend it in a little bit. But with guys, it's like you could see them.
Yeah, if you have like not super long hair, but like short enough, then yeah, it's rough. Yeah.
And plus with the, what is it called? What's the cut? That's the undercut? Is that what's really popular now? Where it's like a classic longer on top.
But none of us rock the undercut, so we're all good there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ended up getting some Bose earbuds, the Sound Sports. Yeah, Bose are good quality, and I've had their earbuds before. So what they have now, they got two types. They've got the Sound Sport and the Sound True. The Sound Sport, everyone was saying, was a little bassier and a little bit better, and they were $30 cheaper. So I ended up just getting that. There were these other ones that looked pretty good.
Oh, you went with the cheap option? I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, because earbuds are, I didn't want a reference level. I wanted something that was a little more cinematic, because when I was playing Doom, I was playing it on through my speakers, which are Bose speakers, and it sounded amazing. And then I put in my earbuds, and it sounded so tinny to me that I kind of got annoyed by it. So I was like, I really need to get some quality. You know, as much as I use my earbuds, I need to invest in that.
How much were they? Just out of
$100.
Okay,
is usually what you're going to spend on Bose earbuds.
Are they
too
noise canceling at all?
Here's the interesting thing. Some people were telling me, yeah, they're noise canceling. And these are Sound Sports, so they're supposed to be like when you jog. And a lot of people were saying they get the stethoscope effect from it when the wire touches their shirt.
Yeah.
But I sit at my computer, so that's not going to happen too much. What they have, though, is they have these weird little ear clips that like tuck into your ear. I'm not sure what part of your ear this is, but it tucks like in there. And that kind of keeps it gripped rather than like plugging it in. So there's no suction. So in the last earbuds I had to like jam them in my ear, and that's really not good for your ears either. That's very bad for your ears. That end, it kind of gives you that plugged up feeling, and you can't hear anything else. Mm-hmm. So when these sit in my ear, like I can kind of hear myself talk, and I don't feel all plugged up in my ears, which is
you'll have to
really
be an
nice
ear model. We'll take a photo,
okay.
And then we'll put it. If you're not a giant germaphobe, we'll like compare, try to put it in my ear and see how much my ear fails at all earbuds.
Did you know that Asians have different earwax than everybody else?
Yeah.
No way. That's a thing?
They've got
Asians
dry,
flaky dry earwax, and everybody else has like gooey, like honey kind of.
They don't use Q-tips. They use like, it's like a scraper.
Yeah.
Anyways, the more you know.
I have waxy earwax.
Oh. It's not. I think it's mostly the Japanese.
Oh, Japanese.
Oh, okay. I'm not Japanese. Anyways.
The real Asians. I don't know.
So you stick tentacles in
the
there,
pure bloods.
and it clears it out.
The fancy
I'm such
Asians.
A mud blood Asian, anyways. But I am everything but Filipina. That's what somebody asked me what my ethnicity was, and somebody else answered for me, and she said she's everything but Filipina.
That's pretty easy.
That's pretty
that's a good answer.
That's true. Shall we do some listener questions?
Do we want to do news first or listener questions?
We really want to get away from
questions.
No, because listener questions, like, they aren't always, like, related.
I would rather do listener questions than news, personally. So that
you don't
would
want
be
to save the best for us?
I think we're on a high right now, and then the news is kind of, like, a bummer.
Yeah, let's do listener
questions. Why do we even do news?
Because it's you pretty, have
this
to.
This one's really important.
Okay.
Listener questions.
All right. First one coming from
first
Neo
of all,
Reloaded.
Wait, sorry, I mean,
do it. Wait.
I just want to give a shout out to all our listeners that they've been posting up good listener questions. I've really appreciated the enthusiasm that they've
lately,
had
like the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have a thread on our Discord. If you want to hit up, us up with a listener question, we really appreciate it. Just hit us up
and
on the listener question.
The other thing is, you'd be really surprised how accessible we are. Moogle Mike was telling me today, like, I was a little bit hesitant.
This is Russian. That's the Russian.
I hesitated to join the Discord because I thought maybe this is like Italian or something. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. He's like, I thought there's no way I'd ever meet you guys. And it would be really hard to get game time with you guys.
Oh, no.
But no, we're really, especially me and Chi, we're
probably except for me
lot.
Because I'm never playing. I'm not playing right now. But no, yeah. But honestly, whenever I'm on my computer, I'm on Discord. Like, yeah. I'm just chilling. I'll say hi to people.
Yep.
Yeah, I did. Actually, like, yes.
I wish there were more people to
go ahead and
me, really.
Pass me around, fuckers.
All right, listener questions. My bad, Bobby. Go for it.
All right. Neo Reloaded asks: on average, how much alcohol does Ender's Logic consume per podcast recording? Also, is it beer or spirits?
That's a good question.
I don't think there's any average. If I'm really wasted, it's because I started drinking beforehand. I did today, but I recognized, I checked myself. I started to calm down.
Before you wrecked
something.
Yourself?
Yeah. And then so now I'm getting drunk for the second time today. But generally, okay.
You're a whiskey dude.
I'm a whiskey dude. So I had like 3 glasses of whiskey while I was sitting here. Really like large, like doubles or triples.
And you were drinking Jack and canned Jack and Coke or whatever?
Jack and Coke at home.
At home.
Sometimes we'll do beer, but that's when you hear... I didn't pee once this time. But if we're doing beer, I'm just peeing constantly. So
generally, she doesn't drink.
Yeah,
but,
because she has to drive further than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. But you'll know when she is drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she talks a lot.
I tend to have a drink or two, but I'm usually the driver, so I try to make sure I'm sober enough to drive by the end of it. So I usually do... I'm a vodka guy, so I'm usually doing vodka or beer every once in a while, but I don't want to pee like Emilio does, so I tend not to do it. And Bobby is sober, so he's our sober one. He's our...
That's why robot. It sounds like he's always hurting cats. Like, hey, yeah. Get over here. Sit down. You answer that
you.
Question.
Sit down. Right?
Yeah. He's very
Bobby, it's too
he's
bad.
Very
if we were
going
to reference that so much, we should have just said it on the podcast.
Yeah. We did. I thought that was on the podcast.
No, that was before
part
the
of our pre-show banter, oh. Which you can be a part of if you listen to us live on
Bobby, Facebook. Go ahead and tell them how to handle children.
Yep. How to handle children? Okay. If you work with audio, some of you will know what this is. A sharp attack means that is a very loud, abrupt sound right away, and then decay is like the sound that slowly fades away. So if you have a sharp attack and a long decay, that type of audio works well with children. So if you're trying to discipline children, you look them square in the eye and you go, hey! Put that down.
Oh,
and you just, like, fade
okay.
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually thinking of a musical instrument. What's that one where you blow it and you have the little thing?
Oh, like a kazoo? No, not a kazoo.
That's
yeah, the...
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, slider whistle?
Yeah, is that
slider
what it's called?
Whistle. I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
What's crazy is that third grade, I don't remember, specifically used that instrument to shut everyone up. Mm. And it worked.
I would stop and if
it's like a dog whistle for kids. It's a kid whistle.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bobby, so I told that story to Sam. Sam told it to her family. We're at last night in TJ. It's growing like crazy. They think it's like a real, like, this is how you discipline children now. So everybody's like, hey. No, so
it works, dude. It's working with kids. I've learned so much. Like, and they respond to shush, dude. There's something. You know how like they use that with babies because that sound is like soothing.
Yeah.
If you just start doing that, kids will just be like, psh, they just get quiet. It also very like call and response works well to them. Like all this shit. Like when I first started working with kids, I'm like coming into it like I'm gonna do my own shit. I'm not gonna be like all these other nerds. And then I slowly realized no, all this shit works. Like yeah. You got to do like because I work with like middle school kids. Sometimes they can be as young as 11.
General population control. Hitler did it well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm just kidding.
Bobby, so
I like it.
You're breaking up the group, right? Like the whole in between school, the lunch, watching the Hots and shit or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that? Oh, yeah. My God. Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm supposed to move to a high school.
For
now.
Those who don't know, Bobby hosts a...
What is it? A group.
Esports.
It's a lunch club. Like, you know, they have, like, chess club or, like, you know, Harry Potter club where, you know, these nerds get together.
Club?
Yeah, a lunch club.
So if you don't have a table to sit at.
Exactly. So you can find people who are into the same stuff as you, and you guys meet one day a week for lunch.
That's awesome.
So, like, I did the esports club this year because I found some kids who were really interested in it. So we come in, we watch esports, and, you know, they mess up all my room, and then I have to vacuum and shit. But, you know, they're cool.
You should the kids, set it up, it was so sad. They take care of their own mess.
Yeah, that's fucking kids.
Clean up,
are you kidding me?
I hear songs work well.
Sometimes they're good about cleaning up their shit, but not always, because sometimes I get a pretty big crowd in there. But they wanted to continue doing it next year, and like I didn't tell anybody that I wasn't going to be there next year because I'm getting moved to another school. And it was kind of sad, you know. It's in those war movies when the dude's got his legs blown off, and he's like, "We're gonna go back home, and we're gonna do this," and you know, you're just like, "Yeah, we're gonna do all that." That's what it was like. And I was telling these kids, I'm like, "Yeah, sure, next year you guys can bring in your own gameplay."
Why don't you tell them right then and there?
No, the best is
Avoid. Yeah. And plus, there is a chance that I could be back at that school. So I don't want to, like, you don't, that's another thing with dealing with kids. Like, you don't let them in behind the scenes, dude. You come to work and you, like, put on your adult face and you're an adult with them and, like, you handle your shit with them. And, like, when shit's going crazy, which it always is, you never let them know, dude. Like, that's another point.
I got lied to my whole life. This is what I'm learning. All right, what else we got?
Yeah, my parents were horrible
at that. Coming from Rubber Nuts, has the podcast become PG-13? Please don't. There's a reason I listen to you guys instead of the PC Gamer podcast.
I said bejizzled this week.
Yeah, we are definitely not PG-13. Yeah. I wonder what we did that.
It might be related to because
the Discord, but yeah, it might be.
We do have a Discord channel that we would ask you guys to keep kid friendly, and that's called the Hangout. But
it's basically avoid the dick pics channel.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically all it is. It's like, if you don't want to stare at a random dick, you just go talk in that channel.
But we don't hang out in the Hangout. We hang out in the We Are Adults channel. Like, we're a rated R podcast, and we always will be, unless we really sell. If Disney's throwing us cash, then, you know, maybe we turn into a PG-13. But until that happens, you know, fuck your mother and all that.
The way that I understand, I mean, the way that I wanted to play out first time, you come in, it automatically puts you in the welcome, right?
Yeah.
The first time ever, right?
Yep.
So then you read the rules, maybe, or half of them, and then you...
How is welcome spelled?
Naturally go down to the Hangout.
Is it spelled or spelled?
It's spelled welcome. You can see it right up there.
Oh, yeah, I know. The way I like to spell welcome, and...
Welcome.
If you know me well enough, it's...
W-H-A-L-E.
Yeah, and then C-U-M. Welcome.
Yep. So. Well, that's a surprise. All right, let's move on.
There's a joke in there, something to do with a sperm well. I don't know. All the pieces are there. I can't put it together.
Yeah. Anyways, but fuck your mother. Anyways, what else we got?
Okay, coming from Livsbell. Have you guys checked out this yet? Megamaker.com. That's mega-maker.com. So this looks like a Mega Man Maker game. Like, you can make your own Mega
Super
Man game?
Mario Maker for Mega Man. I was never a Mega Man fan. There are people that are. This is probably something that would really interest them.
I'm confused because Mario Maker is licensed by Nintendo.
Yeah, have you guys checked this out? I said, this will be gone in 10 seconds.
Okay.
Because as soon as you boot it up, it says inspired by Capcom. And then it has Capcom's logo and their like little chime or whatever. I'm like, good luck with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the Maker games. I'll actually watch videos more than I will play it, but I think it's a cool concept where you're kind of making these old school kind levels and all, and you can make them as difficult as possible.
It's fun because it adds replayability and like all that like endless creativity.
Yeah.
Oh, that you can tap into. Not me though. Not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know how people will spend like hours upon hours just building their sim home and not even playing the game? I'm all about balance. Like, I can't put too much into creating things without actually experiencing gameplay too. Also,
for sure.
If you're listening live, still download the podcast just so it doesn't affect our numbers. By the way, I was just thinking about we're getting more and more live.
Don't forget to tell your mother.
Yeah, and your friends.
Two part question coming from Tagloro here. Best vegetable that isn't kale.
Carrots.
Bok choy.
I'm That's going to go with any of the onion varieties. I do enjoy a good onion.
Cooked onions are delicious. And once they're like broken down, they get sweet.
I'll eat them like an apple. Fuck it. I like onions. Bobby?
Vegetable? I don't know. Corn?
Whoa. Bobby.
Corn with a backwards K, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
What the fuck? Yep.
Ooh, artichoke hearts. But oh, they took a lot of work, dude, to make them good, though. You know,
I do enjoy a good mushroom as well.
Yeah.
Artichokes are the ones where you have to bite off just the end of it, right?
No, that's the artichoke petals.
You're talking about the petals.
The hearts you can eat whole.
Yeah. Okay.
That's artichoke what they petals put on are pizzas. Good, too.
Yeah, because I didn't know that when I was very young, and I went over to someone's house, and they had that, and so I was eating, like, the whole fucking leaf. Like, sometimes...
They're looking at you
if
like
I go to a real
fancy freak.
Restaurant, like, sometimes I don't know what I'm supposed to eat and what I'm not supposed to eat. Like, I get confused
He's
sometimes.
Eating the shell of our escargot. He's like, this is delicious.
You know, I don't blame you. I wasn't...
Cabbage? Can I change it to cabbage?
You can, sauerkraut. But why would you want
sauerkraut? It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, but...
Cabbage is very versatile.
I can say I love pickles. That doesn't mean I like cucumbers.
Right. Mm.
So does that mean I'm a... I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my answer.
Part two. Weirdest thing you found under your parents' bed?
24-inch double dildo.
Oh, don't lie.
Not
and
yet.
I need to disqualify myself because my Asians are super, super Asian and asleep on the ground. No bed.
Wow.
How about the closet?
Do they have a roof?
Did you find any weirdness anywhere?
Closet?
Yeah.
I don't want to see my parents.
Did you ever find a weird thing anywhere in the house?
I mean, I may have found my dad's like porn DVDs at one point, but...
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Surprisingly, Asian porn.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad did not
wow.
die elsewhere.
That
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah.
That
You're
is,
in America.
That is odd.
I don't get surprised very much at 39, but that's crazy.
Asian dad only has Asian porn.
Yeah.
Wow.
My parents don't have things under their bed either, but I did log on to the computer once, and there was several porn links there. I don't know who did it at the house, but it was not me.
Yeah.
And there's only two other options there. That's either my mom or my dad.
Yeah.
And I was,
what type of porn?
It was just standard,
like
normal stuff.
Yeah.
So I
CFNM.
Yeah.
Cucking porn.
I mean, there was two donkeys and yep. So no, it was just normal stuff, but that was the, that was
Frog Sidious. What are you doing?
Frog Sidious.
That was
Bobby, you ever find anything weird in your parents' house?
No.
Come on.
There's got to be something.
No. My dad would like stockpile Mountain Dew and what are those candy bars with the nuts in them? Paydays?
Oh, Paydays. Okay.
Yeah. Like he would hide all the good shit from us in the
really?
House.
That's
yeah.
The, really?
Yeah.
Bobby, I think you just like blocked out like
my
the worst
parents?
Of the worst.
It's not that exciting.
Really. No, dude, we haven't met anybody from your family.
Literally nobody else.
I could tell you some dad tales, dude. Like my dad, I've never once in my entire life ever heard my dad swear.
Okay.
Not once.
Are they religious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dad tales.
Still to this day, you haven't heard them swear? Have you sworn in front of them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I don't make a habit of it.
Fucking
you know?
Shut up!
Like, yeah. I don't do it a lot.
My dad had a huge gun collection. And I would show my friends the guns sometimes. And that's how kids die.
Yep.
But it just never happened, you know?
You know what? My parents are definite hoarders. But my father, most especially, Powerball tickets everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Just everywhere. In pockets, like at the floor of his car.
Why Powerball?
Oh, so a guy.
Because I don't know, people are disillusioned. Like the disillusion of like winning millions by doing nothing at all.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I've never bought, like, unlike my parents, I don't gamble and I don't buy lottery tickets.
And you don't look at Asian porn?
No, I don't.
Yeah. There you go.
So get this in, dude. So guy's at a gas station, gives his son a winning ticket of $5 to go cash in to get five more tickets, right? Goes in, trades him in. Gets five new tickets, goes home, $5 million, winner, right?
But it was the kid?
But it was the kid. So California says that you're null and void. But nobody knows how they knew he was 16. They probably know where the $5 million ones are and they have the videotapes or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, so now they said you can't have the $5 million because he bought them. Even though he didn't really buy them, he was kind of like exchanging them.
Yep.
Because it says ticket. Five tickets, right? So anyway, the dude is suing California for the $5 million, but fuck, dude, that could you imagine? Yes! You run around like crazy in your house, and then 2 weeks later, somebody's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's now, that's crazy. The biggest term that we have not yet discovered, but kind of like cock tease.
Yeah.
It's the thing where you have to like stop it, like a forced stop. There's a word.
Yeah.
Someone
it's
will,
cock tease.
No, it's
cock
not.
Tease is the perfect.
We have to forcefully stop something.
Tantric sex when you stop yourself.
No,
from
it's like
edging.
It's, Edging. Edging. Boom. Oh, sorry. Oh, that was a big one. I'm sorry.
Blue ball.
Edging. Yeah. Bobby got it.
Of course.
But yeah. Like,
you didn't have to
ask the biggest
us.
Perv in the room.
You could have just asked your dad's porn collection.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what's the next question?
All right, next question coming from Epic Try Hard Face. Acer and Asus announced 35-inch HDR G-Sync 200 hertz 4K monitors. Since you guys just bought the X34, which is 100 hertz and not HDR, do you have buyer's remorse or are considering a trade-up?
Yeah, how that's got to be a $2,000 monitor,
How
right?
expensive is this?
Mm-hmm. I think we brought this up. Was this Computex or was this? This was like at something.
Yeah.
And
Linus Tech Tips.
They didn't have a price when they announced it, but everybody was estimating like a grand or two. Like,
well,
like a lot of money. Probably two
grand. Mr. Try Hard Face, sir. behind every hot chick, there's a guy who's tired of fucking her.
That's true.
So, like,
the monitor is the monitor the hot chick in this, or
the
hot chick?
Yeah, the monitor. Yeah.
Okay.
So, as soon as some hotter chick walks in the room.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah, and you're always going to have there's always going to be something better coming out shortly after you bought it. And that's
not
just,
even shortly. Like, already about to, like, shortly doesn't even, it's already been talked about in the
news.
I
always think of this with video cards. And, you know, new video cards, they don't come out that often. Like, flagship cards.
There is wrong.
I've got a 1080. Of course, I was kind of forced in that because my 980 Ti went bad. But I got a 1080. Then 3 months later, the Ti comes out. So you're always going to be in that situation.
There are wrong times to buy, though. Because Jens bought a 9 series, like, 2 days after the 10 series was announced. So had he waited... It was like a week, 2 weeks or something. All the 9 series dropped and the 10s came out and they were the same prices as the 9s. And I told him, I yelled at him. I don't know why he did it, but he did it. He bought like a 980 like 2 weeks before the 10 series dropped, which...
I think at the end of the day, like, you could have buyer's remorse about everything. You could have remorse. You could, like, there's always options. At the end of the day, you got to just accept what you buy and just... kind of enjoy it for what it is. Don't enjoy it for what it's not.
Speaking
that's
of
my,
that,
my,
buyer's
that's my
remorse.
Life thought.
I almost got buyer's remorse because for my my big brother's birthday is on Tuesday.
Nice.
And my big sister's due date for her baby is very
awesome,
it's
nice.
Like Monday tomorrow, and for his birthday.
Is this your first time being a
No,
aunt?
It's not.
Okay.
But for his birthday, he had an Amazon wish list. I looked at it. There was fucking pickleball in there. I'm like, fuck your pickleball. I'm going to get you something awesome.
Yep.
So I bullshitted my way around getting his BattleNet email and password. I actually said, hey, there's some Twitch Prime loot I want to get, yada,
gotcha.
Yada. So he like just gave me he always gives me his like email and password. So easy peasy. And I pre-ordered Destiny 2. The $100 edition.
The $100,
so like
yeah.
The super deluxe edition. Phew. And then
baller.
Like,
better
and then
than pickleball for sure.
And then he got the email alert and I'm like, surprise. And he's like, I already have this game. I'm like, what?
Fucking asshole. I wouldn't have told you.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. You don't tell him.
And then he said, he's like, you super overpaid too. And he was being like so awful about it. And he showed his like Best Buy, like, receipt where he got like a 20% discount on it.
Jerk.
I'm like, but no, he's like, oh wait, no, let me, it's like, that was just a regular edition. Fuck yeah, I'm going to keep the, you know, deluxe edition. And he's probably going to get
like,
his pre-order.
Well, give me the regular edition.
That's
what
the
fuck?
Said. I was like, fuck, give that to me or give that to little brother.
Yeah.
And in the mail tomorrow, he should get, I actually went on redbubble.com and I bought 2 PUBG t-shirts. One for him.
Wait, what's Redbubble?
One for my little brother.
It's like that other site you've
website.
Used. Yeah, you... People put, they make a design and then you choose what you want it on. I want it on a coffee mug or
gotcha.
A t-shirt or a sticker.
What's that other site called?
The one we use?
No. Like Cafe Press or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. And unfortunately artists don't make a whole lot of money off that, I think, but
better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's the hub for the most variety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I've got a ton of stickers, t-shirts. I always get my gift cards on the, or not gift cards, but greeting cards off of Redbubble.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't
because you can
that.
You can find greeting cards there that
or like gamer
like,
related.
Well, gamer
material,
like anything
too.
You want, like that you're not going to find at like a Vons
cool.
or something
yeah.
like that.
I didn't even think about that.
What's a greeting card?
Yeah. You know, when someone has it's like the thing that you look at for 15 seconds and throw in the trash.
Oh, those exactly. Ones. Yeah. I open those above the garbage and then just drop them.
So the moral of the story is don't buy a Milo.
And I don't read it cards. Either. I just see if there's money and then drop.
All right. Let's see. Spunwire. Fuck, marry, kill. Zelda, Samus, or Princess Peach?
Whew. This is a tough one.
Definitely going to marry Samus. Just because she has a spaceship and she's hot as fuck.
All right, you have to say all three at once so people can pick up on it easily.
Okay. So marry Samus, kill Peach, and fuck the other one.
Zelda.
Yeah. Fuck Zelda.
I'm killing Zelda for sure. Fuck her.
So is she a fairy or a real person or what's
she's
her deal?
She's an elf, I think.
She's transgender.
I don't care about that.
See, I played those games on the Nintendo and Super Nintendo, so to me they're very pixelated creatures, not sexual in any way.
I'm going to fuck Samus and then marry Princess Peach because she's a princess, and I'm thinking I'm getting a kingdom out of this thing.
Maybe. There's all never right. been mentioned the king, though.
Yeah.
All
right, Bobby, you?
Are you doing a guy version of this, or are you going this
way? No, I'm going to... I have my own answers for this one.
I can give you guys.
I don't know.
All right, I know.
I don't have any...
This is supposed to be like...
In these characters.
Like, you know, like, for me, I would kill Princess Peach. Fuck that pussy of a princess. And I would marry Samus, because obviously she wears the pants. Or the suit, power suit. I would fuck Zelda because she probably has a dick. So
she turns into Sheik, right?
Yeah, totally. She turns into Sheik.
I have the hots for Sheik, a little girl. I like you little not, girl boner for Sheik.
When
for
you
real.
Start yeah. the game, do you not know that that's her? Do they? Play
no,
it
I
off?
Didn't. Like when, no, when I was mean, a little girl,
I never
I
played
know.
That game. Do you not totally know in the story too. That she's? Oh, actually,
I don't think anybody's played that. What game is that from?
Yeah, they unveil it. It's a huge, like one of the
while
one
you're
of the
playing the game
points.
At the beginning.
Oh, there are so many hints. Yeah.
All right, Bobby, you having an answer? Or are we moving on?
No, I think you guys covered it.
Okay,
I think
what
we
else
got,
we got?
We've exhausted all the options. All right, last question coming from Rampage 23. Any embarrassing hospital trips?
Ooh, okay, good question. Anybody want to?
Gee, you said you had one.
I do have one.
She said. Yes, penis scar. That's what she said to me. So
I actually have a penis scar, and not like a scar in my penis, but I have a scar that
where
looks
your penis
like
used
a penis. No, shut up.
Scar from and not over aggressive penis.
That was a good one. Anyways, no, I this is a very funny story. When I lived out in Florida, one of the bars I used to frequent had a mechanical bull. Ooh. And for this particular Halloween event, I went out dressed as Deadmau5. So I actually had custom built my own Deadmau5 helmet.
Cool.
And I went out there and I was having such a good time. And I was trying to get on stage for the costume contest because mine had the lights and everything. And I totally would have won, but I was so distracted that I didn't actually make the registration. And so I was like, fuck this costume contest. Obviously, I'm not going to win it. So let's go ride the bull. And me and one of my girlfriends, it was Deadmau5 and Batgirl riding this mechanical bull. You could put two girls on it. And we did it once. We fell off. We did it twice. We fell off. We did it the third time. And the way I propelled off the mechanical bull, I landed on this like air mat first. And then she landed just at the right point where the momentum of her weight threw me out the ring, might I add.
Let me add a sound effect right here. Boing!
Boing.
Yeah, it threw me out the ring and they're onto a ledge where there were drink glasses. And so my leg collided into one of the pint glasses. It shattered under the weight of my leg, and I basically I didn't feel
cut
any
a penis
pain.
Into yourself.
I didn't feel any pain, but when I could feel like the warm blood just like ooh. Oozing down my leg, and it was deep and heavy like blood, and it was like in the middle of the club, you know. And then oddly enough, it was Halloween. So people already have blood all over them, you know. People couldn't tell if people who heard the crash, obviously, but like it's weird because it was like the perfect night to bleed everywhere. oddly enough, the person, one of the people in my group that carried me out of there to put me in a car and send me to the ER, he was a zombie paramedic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he ripped open my stocking. He did the tourniquet. He was actually a real life paramedic too. Oh. So, and he took care of me. It was awesome. He took me out on a date. I never fucked him, but.
Wow. Too bad.
Sorry, guy.
Is that why it's a penis scar?
Yeah.
Where's the penis come in on this?
Right. Really? No, but I went to the ER. I got 12 stitches, and the scars in the shape of a Y because it was an open gap. Mm. And then when they stitched it together, they made it look
balls
like a penis.
Balls in a dick. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. Okay. So I've officially have a, it's a large scar too. That is a penis that gets bigger year by year.
Okay.
Yes, my skin stretching
nice.
Out.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I got a quick story.
All right, go
Sorry,
for it.
Sorry, that was kind of long.
If you're just tuning in now, we're covering embarrassing hospital stories.
Yeah.
How do you just tune in on a podcast?
People are popping in.
I thought I had heartburn so bad I was throwing up.
What?
Yeah, and I literally crawled to Emilio's room, and I said, I need to go to the hospital. Like, this is...
That's scary. Poor Emilio.
And it
well,
came,
poor you, but poor Emilio came being, out, like, terrified.
I'm very callous. I'm like, dude, what? I'm like, shut up.
No.
He's like,
I feel like Chad, no.
No, honestly, Emilio, like, took one look at me and said, like, okay, we're going to the hospital. But I had a gallbladder thing, and I ended up getting my gallbladder removed. It was not heartburn. But the embarrassing thing was I'm going to the ER because I thought I had... terrible heartburn, and it was not that at all. So that was my embarrassing.
Well, the hospital. Other time was when he was limping around the house, and he thought he had gout. And I said,
"Oh yeah,
wow."
I said, "I gout it." and then he said, "No, dude, I think I really do have gout." And I said, "That's a gout and gout out lie." And he just there's so many ways you could take that one.
I have still have not never had gout, so that's still. But my doctor was convinced I had gout, and 3 weeks later on crutches and shit. Yeah, that was another story.
Yeah, it's a side effect of eating semen. Sorry.
Thanks, Warconius. Appreciate that. All right, Bobby, anything for you?
No. I think I'm going to pass that one.
Yeah, figured you would. Let's talk some news then.
All right, news.
Bobby doesn't like to be embarrassed.
That's true.
He doesn't blush.
No, I don't really get embarrassed about stories.
Bobby 2.4 hasn't had...
That was fun, Bobby, back then, when all my good blushes. Stories. It's a completely different guy.
There's a reason why he stopped drinking, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, like I always say, my best stories always end with, and that's why I don't drink anymore. let's see, news. Okay, so let's talk about Star Citizen first.
Whoa.
Star Citizen 3.0 is coming out, and this includes a bunch of different updates.
Yeah, the biggest one being this is finally when they're implementing the whole you can take off from one place, be in space, and land in another place seamlessly. But the very first place is, they say, planetary landing or whatever. But it's not planets. The first ones are moons.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of like funny because it's kind of like how real life would go anyway. You start off with the moons, then you go to the planets. But I don't think that there's just technical reasons. Apparently, it all works seamlessly from the people that I've read that's play tested it. Looks fantastic. I mean, this game is one of the most, if not the most beautiful game out there. And there's a bunch of other stuff, new missions, new ships. There's land speeder, because now that you are exploring land and moons, you need to get around on the ground. So they made speeders and like walkers and rovers and shit like that. So you can get, of course,
they're very
own
Mako.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yep. I can't read, guys. My contacts all fucked up.
That was it. That's
pretty much it.
New ships and missions and maps, shopping and cargo, network optimization.
Yep. So a huge patch, 3.0, Alpha 3.0. Those people who play it.
So when is the time to get into Star Citizen? I've never played it. It has intrigued me, but
I think now.
Is now?
I don't know.
I don't want to play this early alpha stage. I want to play beta closer to final.
The way I understand it, the first person shooter game is fully fleshed out. I think you can play a first person shooter in there. I don't know how good it is.
I thought the tab that you have in character customization, I thought that was going to be for PUBG.
Oh no!
Did you guys?
We mentioned last week.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh,
yeah.
We mentioned it. Okay.
How much does it cost to get into Star Citizen? Because I'm always hearing these, like, buy a ship for $800 or, like, these ridiculous prices for ships. Can you just...
$45, says Moogle Mike.
So Moogle says $45.
And then you're in for the whole time?
Okay. So... Okay, so just spend $45 and see what it's like. Okay, I guess that's what I'm going with.
All right.
Fair enough.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah.
All right. In other news, another $34 million in Ether was stolen after $10 million was stolen earlier this week. So
yeah, Ether's that big Bitcoin that people were, like, 2 weeks ago, people were like, you got to get in on this. It's skyrocketing.
Okay.
I wonder if these hackers are, like, smart enough to, like, artificially inflate the value before they struck. I don't know.
It's cryptocurrency is such a volatile market. Like, it is not a safe investment. I mean, if you're trying to do some get rich quick scheme, yeah, go for it. But this is not, like, a quote unquote wise investment. At least I think there was another article, and I wish I would have it. I wish I had it here so I could reference it better, but some guy who is well acquainted with just markets in general predicted some crash in 87, said that, you know, there's going to be a big downturn in the cryptocurrency market altogether. Right, that's what he's predicting. Who knows if it will actually happen, but just flat out, like, this is, we've seen this story so many times, like a boom and then bust. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is money to be made. And that's the tricky part. Like, some people are, there is, I guess the banks haven't caught on yet that you can earn points by buying currency. Like, you shouldn't be able to, because you'll get infinite points, right? If you buy a bunch of Mexican pesos and they give you points and then you sell those pesos for dollars, you didn't lose any money and you got all those points and you just recycle and stuff. Apparently you can do that with cryptocurrency and get tons of points on your card, on your, like, miles, mm-hmm. and just sell them the next day or the same day or later on that day. And that's like a loophole that exists right now. So I'm trying to get in on that shit.
Hmm.
But
let me know how it goes.
Fix that for letting me know on that one.
Or just get a job and half-ass it like the rest of America. Yep. I mean,
you know. Nah.
All right. Okay. Last bit of news here. The
You've
FCC,
been avoiding this
yeah.
from the very beginning.
This one's rough.
The FCC is repealing the net neutrality rule. So apparently this is official now?
Yeah. So the Republicans have the majority in the Senate right now. So it was kind of known that they were going to do this. So they made their move. Of course, they have the president on their side, so he signed it off. And the head of the FCC also wants to regulate the internet. So
no, deregulate.
Deregulate, no.
Net neutrality is a regulated body, and they want to deregulate it and let the ISPs do whatever they want. Because right now the ISPs...
Right, okay, yeah. It sounds counterintuitive.
Normally, you think deregulation is good, right, but in this current environment, right, deregulation means that they can do whatever they want with your information.
So, what's that mean for us? Basically, now they can sell your information to whoever they want. Now, any ISP can sell your browsing information to it without asking you anymore. They can also throttle certain sites, so they can basically put a tariff or a tax on Netflix. The example everybody makes is they go straight to Netflix because they're such a genre defying thing.
Well,
they're going to change.
They're spending so much bandwidth on Netflix,
right?
Like, it's crazy. If you
and
see
they're
the
also
numbers.
Single-handedly rearranging Hollywood. Like, people aren't going to the movies anymore because Netflix is putting movies just as good as.
Case in point, this Valerian release
is that on Netflix.
No. It's just that this movie had almost $300 million budget, and it only made $17 million the first weekend.
Oof. Yep. Yeah.
So I want to see that, though.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people aren't going to the movies anymore because of Netflix. And, well, you know, partially. And so what Hollywood has lobbyists already in there, so they're pushing for this and, you know, whatever. So, ultimately... your ISP can start to throttle how much you're using for reasons to make you, like, they'll probably be able to see if you're downloading, like, a lot of torrents and then cap you off because of that or something like that. So anyway, it's the Wild Wild West now. They can do whatever they want. So they basically set the rules. Each ISP is going to set their own rules at this point.
Each ISP is the man in black at this point.
Yes.
Okay. But Bobby made a good point that I think, like,
that was
I wouldn't
Westworld,
be surprised
yeah,
if
reference.
Google or some
Google
of these other
Fiber,
ones,
yeah.
It just says, okay, this is bullshit. We're going to just move
they
in.
They could only move so fast, though. Yeah. Like they're doing
and Recycling's making that same point in the chat, too. I said that earlier when we had first mentioned this before the podcast, but this almost seems like an opportunity for a company like Google to step up and be like, well, you know, we'll do it like, you know, we'll give you the old internet that you're used to. And then, of course, everybody's going to jump on that ship. Yeah. I mean, people are not happy about this. There's been a lot of pushback, but it's still gone through. So
Google Mike says, it's bullshit. I come to U.S. for good internet. Don't fuck it up.
We actually have shitty internet, by the way. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Europeans have much better internet than we do.
Yeah.
Well, I know the Asians could know.
Where we're at here in San Diego,
no, we
can get
here.
We can get fairly decent
but
internet.
Most of the middle?
Yeah. And it's annoying. Like, I get frustrated really with people that I play games with, and I know it's not their fault, but when they don't have a good internet connection or they have a bad headset or a shitty mic, like, I get upset with people. But the internet thing, it's like, that's not really your fault. You have very few options in some areas of where you can get your internet.
And that's the problem.
You should have a click box on HOTS that says no peasants, Bobby.
Yep. make an emoji. Use an emoji so it sounds less harsh. But yeah, let's do it.
Happy face.
Yeah.
You should really start using emojis, you know, just considering your emoji options.
He has no emotions.
Yeah.
Emojis.
Did you know emoji actually doesn't mean anything from emotion?
No.
It's a Japanese term.
Which means?
It's putting together picture and communication, I think. So, like, it doesn't have anything to do with emotion.
What about emoticon?
I don't know about
that. It's like emotion icon.
I don't know. Let's wrap this bitch up, though. I got to drive home to L.A.
Yep. All right, so next week, what's that looking like for everybody?
I have the whole week off. I'm trying to get the house put back together because I made a shitstorm in there. So that's what I've been working on. But I don't really know what I'm going to play. I might actually be picking up Stormblood and getting into Stormblood if Spunwire will help me out on that. So I might be doing Stormblood for next week. We'll see.
She will be finishing...
Finishing Mass Effect 3 and also getting back into PUBG once I get my PC back home.
Nice.
Streaming is working.
Oh, I need
Bobby, you're the only
again.
One who's
Sorry,
playing.
Yeah,
Everybody
that
said
too.
That it looked good, so... Yeah.
Your resolution just seemed low to me.
Okay. I'll have to adjust
You're
that.
Streaming on DLGameDOT.net, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where we should be. Yeah.
And Bobby has been streaming some on Bobby_digital.
Robert_digital.
And Smoochie.
Don't promote them.
Will hopefully be streaming on SMOOXCHI. Yeah.
Really, yes. The easiest way to do this is just go to our Discord, and in the top right where we are, it'll say, like, streaming this game. And you just
I
click
think on
right
our
there.
Website, we should also have some type of streaming plugin.
Yeah, we'll
as well.
Work on it.
And you go to the website
still,
and go
by the way,
Discord.
Guys, I know I said it before, I was working on a streamer network. Now that I have my PC powers back, I will continue to. Give out updates on that. So if you're interested in participating or being a member of it, please reach out to me.
Cool. I see Dorothy on our DL Gaming Discord today. I'm surprised after last week's episode.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to disown
us. I don't think he listens anymore.
But he's back, so I like it.
Yeah. So anyway, if the stream is running, I'm having a blast running PUBG and streaming it. So I'm probably going to be doing that more.
Bobby? This week?
I'm going to find some other game to finish, something that I'm halfway
Can
through.
Can you try Thimbleweed Park? Because I'm supposed to talk about it, and I haven't
oh,
yet.
Oh, yeah. I
you
should.
Did.
I mentioned that.
You brought it up.
I mentioned that I was playing it, but I haven't.
No, I will. Yeah, I will download that, and I definitely want to check that out.
Okay.
Anybody know how long that game is? I might play it with
We looked it up. It's about 10 or 11 hours for the main story.
Thimbleweed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Give it a go.
All right, cool. All right, thanks everybody for showing up. Speaking for Chad Chi and myself.
And Bobby.
And Bobby. Comic-Con titties.